This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
Everything is at the dope.
What's up?
With the dope rhyme that I kick. Everything is at the dope. With the dope rhyme that yeah. I kick now it's time for me to make my impression.
I was guarded as an artist from the first day I started. I lowered my voice deep and tried to rap hardest. Thinking back, I wasn't letting them in. Even when they knocking at the door and telling me to win, I felt like losing, like how could I be worthy? My friends did it big and my friends did it early. Met a lot of people I admired, inspired by their talent. I'd look the other way if they was criminal or violent. Mike Stan Booth in an ASR. Pantyhose from my mother clothes and I lay a bar. Lay them all together, then I make a song. Feeling like I made a hit. Go to class, play the shit. The day is what you make of it. I make it mine cause my eyes are open. Cause no one will do it for you, so I keep them peeled and scoping. As an ode to my mom with the camera shooting solo. While my fans wait for music, leaving comments on the photos.
Now it's time for me to make my impression felt.
Yo, same vinyl crates, but I'm coming up with new flips. On my classic like Karate Kid and Blue Chips. I don't wanna see my friends broke or be bitter. And I don't wanna see my heroes slanging verses on their Twitter.
Hey,
everyone's an imitation. Spitters copy G-Rap, the rest are on some Drake shit. I took my time to find my own shit, 10,000 hours. No borrow type of loan shit, cause I'ma own it. Burning bridges, there's nowhere to go but forward. I strike the match, then I'm caught up in the moment. But never in my feelings when I'm dealing with opponents. I dead them first and they scalp us just a bonus. The alpha dogs are quiet the owners. We make our paper, euro, dollar, yen, kronas. My mother said I'd understand when I was grown up. Well, here I am graduating with diplomas.
Now it's time for me to make my impression felt.
Evidence is at the dope.
With the dope rhyme that I kick.
Evidence is at the dope.
With the dope rhyme that I kick.
Hi, this message is for Mike, calling to remind you that you have a pair of Mackie HR824s here in the shop that have been available for pickup since August. If you would not like to keep them, we can recycle them for you. Just let us know.
Yo, right now you're listening. This is bigger than a hip-hop show, man. You're listening to My Stiggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio. I'm Michael Parkinson. I'm always moaning and dealing with my kids, but you know what? You need to respect them because they play my shit.
Yeah, but you don't need to respect his kids.
Yeah, I couldn't work that
as
one out.
As long as you respect,
like,
me and Mice.
Oh, I thought he was saying the kids always play his shit. I was like, yeah, they're biased.
Yeah, we'll have to verify when Parky comes through to the show, which I hope will be soon, because him and Mr. Thing have a really dope project out.
They have a banger of an album, man. I've seen some live performances of it. I'm like, yow!
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
so
they had enough dope reviews about their launch party this last weekend as well in London.
Chip shop.
And so, you know, we bring you all that goodness right here first, and I'm sure they're going to be in the studio sometime soon.
That's right, in the studio right here. This is FUBAR Radio, and you are in tune to the hip-hop show, you bitches and you bitchettes. You know we don't discriminate out there. My name is Mice Diggy, alongside my co-host DJ
Sarah
Love.
And
you just heard
our friend
Manlike
Ian
Boldsworth
up in the
Heezy. Easy. I tried to throw you off there with your little
you
Snoop Dogg.
I thought you were going to say place two.
Yeah. But then I thought, let me go Heezy and see where she goes with it.
Should we see if we can do the whole show?
Like
this.
Where
we
talk
on
beat.
And
maybe not. Maybe. That was getting a bit awkward there.
I'm going to cheat and just say joining words. But today, we are, the show has been taken over. It is actually the Battle of the Shiny Foreheads on the show today.
That's right. See, mother lovers think that I'm the only one in this UK hip hop scene with a big ass shiny forehead. I'm the only one that represents it like that. Like, I have t-shirts with my forehead on it, blinging. You know what I mean? I have, like, There's special treatment people that are close to me get. They're allowed to look in my forehead and see if their face looks all right. Some girls do their makeup in my forehead because it shines that well.
They're like, but, just hold still.
Yeah. But people don't know. Sarah's got a shiny ass forehead.
I'm
as well.
South African.
It may not be as big as mine. I have more land mass on my forehead.
Like I say, battle of.
Yeah.
It's West Africa versus South Africa. But yes, man like Ian's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours on the show. And you can listen back to his show and all Food Bar shows. Last week was a corker. We missed you, Mice.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I had to do some famous ass shit. You know what I mean? Every now and again, I've got to remind people that I'm not just a shiny forehead and gold teeth.
I know. I want to hear all about what you've been up to. Mice is on some proper like Michael Jackson kind of steez.
Not yet, but I will be moonwalking one day. I'll tell you that right now.
But yes, in Mice's absence last week, we had Children of Zeus in the house. They co-hosted the show with me, and it was so lovely to speak to them after the launch of their album, which has really been like making waves. And we spoke to Waka Flocka Flame, Mice.
How did that go, man? I was so screwed. One of my favouritest artists. Did you see how I said it? My favouritest.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, maybe it is a fan of his. He said favourites. That's not even the real word. How did it go, man?
Yeah.
I'm really interested to know
what
BJ Sarah Love and Waka Flocka Flame were talking about.
No, because it's quite interesting to, because I guess when you're as famous as someone like that, you're used to everyone knowing everything about you or being on your nuts kind of thing. But because I know relatively little about Waka Flocka Flame, so it was quite interesting to be able to quiz him on that level. So, you know, listen back and hear his take on the golden era, on when his career will end and how he has
His career will end.
Well, last week he was saying there's no way he sees himself rapping after the age of 35 because he has nothing in common with 17-year-olds. And so, which on reflection I thought was quite weird, really. Because how do you not have anything in common with another human being?
Well, that's his perspective on it. He obviously feels like it's a game where, you know, only young people are into it or whatever. And when he's 35, he's going to feel weird trying to sell music to 17-year-olds. Which is kind of weird because then there are people like Nas or even Jay-Z, who are like, Jay-Z's like coming close to that edge note. Sort of, in it, 50s.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
But he's still communicating to these kids. The bottom line is there are parents that communicate to 12-year-olds. Do you know what I mean? So depending on how you communicate to them, if you're going to speak to them like, hey, come here. Yeah, then you might feel a bit weird doing that at 35. But if you're going to communicate to them like a teacher, like an educator, you might not feel that weird doing it.
Wow, Mike.
Hashtag, just saying. Shiny Forehead Day. National Shiny Forehead Day. How about that?
Yeah, we'll make this day 4th, the National 23rd of July, National Shiny Forehead Day. No, that's really interesting that you say that, actually, because then it was only afterwards where then I thought about how many of my favourite MCs are, like, in their 40s and they're still giving, like, kids a run for their money sort of thing. And so that's why I meant to probe Waka Flocka more on that kind of thing. But
I wish I was there. I'd have been, like, there with that. Pick and the shovel.
But he did say he was going to come and visit us next time
wicked.
He's in London. So, and he does sound like a nice chap.
Yeah,
like
he is. He's pretty clued up. He was vegan for a while as well, which a lot of people were surprised about. Like, all right,
I think he is currently still vegan. And I think he was kind of talking about that being part of him educating his community about the correct ways to eat and stuff. But he didn't have much information about how through his music he educates people. But listen back to the interview because it was really interesting. FoodBarRadio.com/show/hip-hop. We also had Otis Mensah in the studio last week. It was really a jam show.
Man.
And that's also what was cool last week, Mice, because we just went from such extremes, from Children of Zeus, where they're on this soulful Manny tip kind of thing, through to Waka Flocka Flame and his messages.
Did you play any of his tunes? Or just?
Yes, Abby made me play one of his songs, which is the first time in my career Abby where I've been told
play.
To play something.
Abby made me play. Where's
conceded.
The Twitter angel herself?
I've
Abby,
conceded.
That's hilarious.
That's how much love I have for Abby, because no
Abby
one has ever out. Managed
was it Aggie,
to make
Abby
me
came
do
out.
That in my life before.
AKA the, was it the whip cracker?
Yeah, the whip cracker, yeah.
Cracker ass cracker.
But
that's funny, man.
But yeah, so we really covered like a full spectrum of hip hop last week, man. So listen back to the show. And coming up today, we're keeping, you know, you on your toes still. We've got another jam-packed show.
Yes, we do.
We're going to be speaking to The Force. He's got a special event coming up this weekend in London. And we've got Jazz Kahina and Evil are also joining us in the studio. Me and Mice are going to be seeing what's... we're going to be doing the moonwalk across that thin line later in the show and let you know what's going on in the world, mm-hmm. as well as where all the parties are at this week. And we've got a massive open mic on the way, as well as new music mm-hmm. for you from Lee Scott and some dope American music. At the top of the show, I played you something brand new from Evidence. That track is from his album, Whether or Not. Remember, Evidence is in town in Europe this week as well. The track there was the DJ Premier produced cut off of the album, and it's called 10,000 Hours. And make sure you listen back to when Evidence was on the show as well. I think we're going to have to run people through who we've actually had on this show just this year alone, because it's been kind of mad.
Yeah, it's been nuts. It's been literally nuts. We've had all kind of Mount Rushmores, Hall of Fames. Quick, help me out here because I'm running out of But you lot know what I'm talking about, man. Like, we've been holding it down over here. I don't know if you lot have noticed or not. Every Monday, 4 till 6.
Hip hop takes over. And we start your week off right. But we want to hear from you guys, because this show's all about you and we love you so much. So email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can get us on the Twitter @foodbarradio. I'm on Twitter @DJSarahLove.
And you can catch me @MiceDiggy.
And speaking of this brand new Michael Parkinson Mr. Thing record, let's hit you off with something from there. This is hip hop.
From a coffin in the eyes of a prophet, sirens erupted to screens. My eyes were just watching high rise full of shutters with schemes crafted with an observation. Feds clocking operation, concocted intoxication. The youngers adopt the pavement, corrupted indoctrination. With shots in your postulation, we blossom a lost equation in space. The sun's reflected on the edge of my page. Reason with Muslims from perspectives of a secular stage. Peasants are stressed, pepper from strays, but get stressed. The flesh bled from tempestuous rage in the essence of slaves. Subatomically bonds my chakras, my words are 6 million chapters trapped in the morbid walls where my thoughts are captured. Portraits are graphic with my borders. Coming home with tracking devices on their Jordans. Some sky scanners and cyber swarming. Residing courtrooms with my hands cuffed beneath the cosmos. The nights dragged us. Backing up drugs. Paragraphs of lust. Buried with arms and Martian dust. Spray the cartridge up. Liquors and glasses. Guavas crushed. The collars corrupt. The crime ridden brushes. Dust on my tapestry. I cross planets. Spreading deep arts across the galaxy.
Listen. The same stories in the narrative, the same theme still in caption and comparative. In the labyrinth amongst many scavengers, we all say the same thing in many languages. Calculated with an abacus, I was elaborate, always salivating with the cannabis. When the cannabis, the shooter stays anonymous. They ain't having it cause these man are adamant. Living life today is more than challenging, it's baffling. In this day and age, it's embarrassing. From the womb to the tomb of your gathering, Jesus wept as he bled from the abdomen. I didn't put it in the bar to be extravagant. It's a sin from within, you know it ain't an accident. While I'm panicking, I'm thinking about rationing. A spear chucker who is armed with a javelin. Is it real or is man just imagining? It's damaging throughout every place and parameter. Lose your life trying to shine in them amulets. Life of crime where it pays if you're slanging it. On the grind, got a nine, now you're banging it. Humankind is a lie if you're buying it. So we lying it. I stay practical, it's factual. Cause nothing was forced, it came natural. We stay poor, but we stay rich. No, no, cause we waiting on 8 bricks. Smoke piff in the morning, wasting. Stay in this life on this modern day slave ship. Stay poor, but we stay rich. No go, cause we waiting on 8 bricks. Smoke piff in the morning, wasting. Stay in this life on this modern day slave ship. Microphone check, check. Microphone check, 1, 2, 3. Microphone,
Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing. That track is called 8 Bricks. It's the remix featuring M9 on that cut. There's a new video for that as well, and that's taken from the brand new collaboration album. It's called Finish What We Started. It's out now on vinyl, cassette, CD, and you can stream it as well. And that has been put out via Village Live Records. You know, you get all that goodness here with myself and Mice every Monday on the show. And we like to perpetuate the goodness by reminding people to have a positive mind, you know, by remembering,
we want people mentally to levitate. You know, when you see those pictures of, like, the Buddha or just some dude with his legs crossed, looking like a pretzel. You know, the legs they've got that pretzel from.
Pretzel legs.
That's what you call it, innit? The pretzel position. And floating. This is what we try and submit. You know, we try and send that through the shareways into your dome piece at this exact moment where we do the...
Oh, sorry.
Big up.
Yeah, we're on this.
Do I put the S in there? I don't know.
It just sounded like Biggie was saying it, actually.
That's it. I practice my Biggie lift, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And but you know, let's send a
big up
to my Stiggy himself. You've been like around the world and back since we last saw you.
Yeah.
And you've been hanging out with like trendy people and stuff.
I've been doing some famous ass shit, innit?
Yeah. What is this about with you hosting Pete Tong's orchestra or something?
Oh, see, this is how much my good friends follow what I'm doing. She's like, what is this? That shit messes me up. You know when you make a post on something and then you see someone later on and they go, what was that post where you tweeted about the radio show or something that you're on? I'm like, yeah, if you read it, you might have known what the post was about.
I've got a sieve for a brain.
So last week, I missed the show because I had to go, the week before, I had to leave to go Australia with Smokey Joe and the Kid. Yeah. We got invited. We didn't think it was going to happen because it was also last minute, but we got invited by the French consulate to perform for like French Bastille Day in Melbourne.
Oh yeah,
but it was quite like exhibition kind of thing, you know. It's like they wanted to showcase some French talent, so they decided to get the band from Bordeaux. Lo and behold, they probably didn't realize that the French band that they're so revered actually have an English MC. It's an English as frontman. So they asked, they were like, okay, can you get, you know, a French MC as well, just so that... So they got Yoshi, really sick, like, mad freestyler. He's an EO dub champ as well. He comes out of Paris. And so he came along with us. And so it was a wicked, really tight show and whatnot. But it was a bit of a mad one. You know, I've flown to Australia once for a week.
Yeah.
But it was a big gig. That's horrific. It was like, you know, it was... Yeah, and it was a week as well. So I got... some time, whereas this was, we went there for basically like 4 or 5 days.
That's appalling. Like, that's uncivilized. But that's why the case is, there is a good case for going traveling by ship, because at least then
that wouldn't have happened that way.
But then this puts into perspective, like, you know, because of the convenience of air travel, we put our bodies through things that aren't actually reasonable to put your body through. Whereas on a ship, you have no choice but to take like what, 3 months or something to get to Australia.
Because there is, I strongly believe, there's something to do with, like, we're not naturally built to be able to travel that fast. You know, travel so much miles in that sort of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do, but like, say, even when you're like, you jump on a train and just go on like a 3-hour journey or whatever on a train, you get to the next destination, you get to your destination, you kind of, you don't realize it, but your body's like, yo, what the fuck? How the fuck did we get here already? You know what I mean? So obviously I've been to Australia a bunch of times. So I was prepared for what's going to happen. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So we got there and I was like, look, I'm only here for... like 5 days or whatever it is. I'm staying in UK time. I'm going to bed at 5 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waking up.
That's
I might wake up,
so
have
fresh.
Breakfast.
that's the only way to do it.
So I didn't get jet lag. I want to find out from, because me and Smokey Joe had a battle. He was like, he had his own technique. Oh. He's like, no, I stay in this time zone for this and I sleep at this time.
Test.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to do my shit. I'll do my jugglings. You do your jugglings.
next weekend.
Yeah. We'll see who's
and, faring better.
So for me, it was like, the reason why I wanted to make sure I did that was because I come back on the Monday and then we start rehearsal. So I fly back Monday morning from Australia, and then that day I had to go and start rehearsals with the Pete Tong and Heritage Orchestra doing their Ibiza Classics. I don't know if you remember, they did like a big show. I think they released the album, they did a big show at the Royal Albert Hall, and then it really blew up, and so they ended up touring it. I think they did another album and toured that, and then I got asked to jump on the tour to do, there's a tune with the Chemical Brothers and Q-Tip called Galvanize.
Yeah,
so they got me in to do, you know, the Q-Tip parts. So yeah,
they're
I got
like,
to
you're
write
black. You're
no,
dude.
No, more
no,
you're
joking.
A rapper.
I'm
so
joking.
I just rewrote the verses, you know, obviously keep it me, and then did the chorus. So that's been an experience, man. Working with like a 60-something piece orchestra.
That's
and like, you know,
special.
Classically trained Mother Lovers. They're making me feel classically trained. They're like, oh my God, you know, like,
I know, the levels are there. It's such a different discipline to like what you do. So even though we might look at classical musicians and be like, my gosh, how can they just like sight read
a
piece of music like that? But then for them, they'd be so out of their comfort zone doing something like what
they're all
you
like,
do.
How do you remember all the words and, you know, all that sort of thing. And I'm like, man, it's so weird how we look at each other's disciplines as being so like crazy hard. But then this is a wicked marriage of it all. You know, like I've worked with Hilltop Hoods. They did like a launch one time and for their orchestral album, orchestral remix album.
Hip hop crew.
And so, yeah, so I worked with an orchestra before like that. But this was, it felt different, I guess, because it's like I'm on the whole song. I'm not just doing a verse on it or whatever. And then obviously just the energy of it. It sounds, it's so different from working with a band, like 6, 7, 8 piece band. Or then working with a DJ, obviously with a backing track. And then working with an orchestra, just you're hearing a whole bunch of other shit. You're like, ah, what the hell?
But that's why it's like nothing will ever compare to the power of live music.
Live music, yeah.
Like when you're listening to an orchestra, like imagine you've got a feeling in your soul and you breathe in and then you're using that energy. You're pushing the air molecules like out of your from your lungs across the room. And then those air molecules are being moved to in your ear to make your nerves respond in your brain, and you're hearing sound, which you're interpreting as sound. It's like a physical, it's such a spiritual, physical experience, music. And so when you have that with a live band, live musicians with soul talking from their heart, like, I mean, it's incredible. So imagine like back in the day, like hundreds of years ago, what it must have been like to go to the opera or to see hear like an army of African drummers or something.
It's levels,
you know,
man.
And that's why I just think music is so beautiful, so special, so unique and powerful. Nothing compares to it in the history of mankind either. And so that's why I just adore people who have just dedicated their life to that passion and furthering that.
That's what's crazy about this. So it's like dance, you know, it's all Ibiza classics. So it's all like, you know, they're doing all Insomnia and all these big, like, I don't even know the names of all of them, but I hear them. I go, oh, right, I know that tune. And that's some dance tune that's been on whatever advert or Massive.
Sleep.
Yeah. All that dun 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 dun. Yeah.
But that, how
but
superior that will
it.
Sound with a, with
Oof,
an orchestra. And that's my issue with music that is only made inside a computer, like certain artists who we've not had many of them on the show, but where
Flame, you mean?
And where, no, but if you make music that has only ever existed as noughts and ones in a binary code inside a computer, you've already taken out one of the most intrinsic reasons of why music moves people, kind of thing. And that's why it will always be inferior to a live band, no matter what
so
kind
like
of digital music you're making.
The difference between what a how a microwave warms up your food and the way a bonfire.
I guess so, yeah.
And
then
something,
thought,
I getting deep there?
That was quite
deep.
It's quite deep for the opening
that
of the show.
Rewind that to hear what I said again, just to, you know.
But also, speaking of like French things, Mice, zout alors!
Zout alors!
I did not know what this means.
Oh!
Because you know, regular listeners to the show will know that Mice and I have been bringing you the most high quality, ill-informed World Cup analysis.
Yeah,
and,
Sarah's been, she's been giving you that. She's getting deep on it. So what happened then? What's the...
Well, did you hear that France won the World Cup?
Yep.
Okay, you
so
did
So I heard,
that.
I didn't even... That's funny, man. Yeah, I've been in a bit of a whirlwind. What was the score?
Oh, I think it was something like record-breaking, wasn't it? Was it like 5-1 or something?
Don't lie.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of making that
Well,
up.
I mean, the thing
that
is...
That was a bit of a random guess.
France were the favourites anyway because Croatia had, like, played about 3 extra rounds. So they played a whole match. They've played a whole extra match compared to France because in their last 3 games, I think it was, they went into extra time. That's how they won.
Incroyable.
Yeah, incroyable. Yeah, did you say that right?
Yeah,
just check with Google.
Incroyable. Google pronunciations. I used to be fluent in French.
Oh, you yourself, you know, is a used to, big used to.
Yes, exactement. No, but even I was like screaming by the end of the match. And that's what's
is
crazy.
It?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so, you know what's so incredible? Just to see like the athletic, 4-2 was the final score.
4-2.
But to see the athleticism of these boys, like it's phenomenal. Sorry, these young men. Like it's phenomenal to see like the
when
you're skill.
Saying, when you say athleticism, what exactly are you talking about?
No, I mean to be able to control a football like that. Mm. Like to be able to know exactly how much force, you know, everything to get it, the football to where you want it to be, the maneuverability, the explosive like energy that these kids have in their muscles, like it's amazing, it's beautiful. And I always just love seeing human beings who have worked hard to become the best that they can at something, whatever field that is. And so even though I'm not a football fan, I can appreciate like the skills that go into something like football. And
would you say now that you are
I'm on the same level I've always been, which is I can appreciate anything that's kind of entertaining, innit?
Yeah, and but I guess like World Cup is always for me, World Cup feels like all the best players in one tournament, you know what I mean?
Which is really exciting, yeah. And that's why it's always a bit like, oh man, it finished. But I loved them. I was so happy for Croatia, though. I'm happy that they went through to the final over us, over England.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, we don't need that. Croatia has a population of 4 million people, and they made it to the World Cup final. Like, imagine they
work out
the odds of that kind of thing.
Yeah,
there's 180 million people live in Japan. You know, and the amount of finance that's behind football in Croatia and everything is like it's kind of incredible. And then it was cute seeing like these grown men trying their best not to cry on TV when they lost. It was like, oh, bless you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of you know, chemicals running around your body which causes that. So like, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't crying when I watched it back. I wasn't crying. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, what are the options? It's like, what, chemicals in your body, hay fever, eyelash stuck in your
eye. Yeah, something.
It was one of those things going on. And then the Croatian president, I liked her, how she was like hugging everybody. That was so cute at the end of the match. Yeah.
Oh, she was there, the president.
Yeah, because it's like, it was, and that's also why politically it was quite interesting to see, because internationally, what's going on between Russia and Europe with our not being in agreement with how things are being dealt with in Syria. So even just on a political level, to see President Putin standing next to President Macron of France, and then the Croatian and President Kolinda Kitarovic. And so just even symbolically, I thought it was interesting on that level too. But I didn't really get why she was left standing in the rain when all the men were covered with umbrellas.
Because she's the president.
Yeah, so she can't stand the rain.
Yeah, she's had all the injections. She'll never be ill. Once you become that powerful, you'll never be ill. That's all Trump wanted. He's like, yo, all this what's its face powder? What do you call it? Foundation. It might fuck up my skin.
Bronzer.
Bronzer, whatever.
No,
it is.
But what I mean is like President Putin and Macron, people were holding umbrellas under them, and the Croatian president, this woman, she was just standing out there in the rain, but she didn't even give
a damn.
That's
what you get if you only govern
that's
4
what
million
you get.
People.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You got to govern. Step your game up. You might have made it to the final.
You might be a president and all that, but it's only 4 million people, bruv.
Yeah.
Like, you got work to do.
Yeah.
So you can hold down, like, how many ever millions, like, my homegirl, Teresa.
God, she's under pressure right now.
Where you at,
I'm impressed. Yeah,
she needs a massage. Teresa needs a massage. She's looking like that for a while, boy.
She does,
yeah,
man.
I
rate Teresa, mate, just on a human level.
Foodbackradio.com, Teresa.
We got you.
Yeah.
No, I rate her on a human level of what she does every day turning up at work. Like,
she's human?
Managing. Yeah, okay. Touche. Yeah. Touche. Let's keep with our French theme for the show.
More
but also, in France, it's très multicultural country. So it's, I thought that was also wonderful. And then even Marine Le Pen, the leader of the Front National, which is the far-right group that almost came into power in the last French election, even she was, like, celebrating the French win, and it was like, okay, so then you need to embrace French multiculturalism, which that's what was wonderful, to see the picture of the French squad. And, you know, that is a true reflection of who France is. Mbappe, this little kid, he's 19!
Crazy, isn't it?
Youngest ever to score in a World Cup.
Oh, that was the record. Yeah. That's
crazy.
It, isn't it?
But imagine what a nightmare it is being him. Like, how is he ever going to have friends or find a woman and feel like, yeah, these people want to be my friend because they like me as a person, not just because I'm one of the highest paid people in sport right now?
Well, I think we were talking about that as well. That's the problem with people that blow up, is they end up either having to keep the same friends that they've had forever, you know, since
the
beginning.
Same friends, yeah.
Well, you know, it's just a thing of like, it's harder to trust people, newer people, or they end up trusting a whole bunch of like twisted ass mother lovers that just want to get paid off of them. And they think like, hey, yeah, cool, cool. And then, you know, years later, they're broke. Mm-hmm. Or on crack.
And that's the other... No, for real, though, because that's where I feel for footballers, because you've got such a small window as a professional athlete
to make a lot of money, though.
Like, for the... In case... You could live to be 100 years old. No, but there's plenty of footballers...
They make 200-year-old money, man.
But then, listen, just because you've made, like, 200-year-old money, that money can get spent up in 2 years.
It's true.
And so
it's like, if you've put all of your...
To be a professional footballer on that level, that's all you've done, your whole life. Like, you have, where have you gone into like economic education, like know about other things? But yeah, Mbappe, he gave all of his earnings from the World Cup to charity. So that was $29,000 per game plus the $350,000 bonus for winning. Yeah,
that is... What charity did he give it to?
I think it was a charity for disabled children or something, like a hospital type thing. We'll get back to you on that with the correct details, so we're not just spreading the fake news further. But yeah, no, it was quite nuts though, also looking at how all the background of all the people in the squad. And then did you see that comedian Trevor Noah? He made a comment about it on his TV show.
And then the French ambassador,
he was like, yeah, Africa won the World Cup. But then French ambassador then sent him a letter, the French ambassador to USA, and said, you know, that you need to adjust what you've said, because that's dangerous, because the far right take that and run with it. And they're like, yeah, we don't want these Africans in our country, kind of thing. But yeah, so it was a bit...
Yeah,
a bit
and Trevor,
nuts.
You know, I've been hearing Trevor Noah steals jokes as well, so you got to be careful.
And but Benzema, I think he's a famous footballer. He said, "When I score,
Benzema,
he said, "When I score, I'm French. When I don't, I'm an Arab."
Whoa, powerful.
Lukaku,
powerful.
Lukaku, I've heard of him. He's a famous footballer. He says, when things are going well, I was Lukaku, the Belgian striker. When they aren't going well, I was the Belgian striker of Congolese descent. And then Ozil, who I think is also a famous footballer, he said, when we win, I'm German. When we lose, I'm an immigrant. And so I think, you know, that's the beauty of sport, isn't it? It makes us have to re-question these kind of frameworks that we operate in society. But, you know, there's also, very quickly before we play you one tune and then get our first guest on the line for you, it was Mandela's 100th birthday on the 18th of July.
Wow.
Definitely.
That's nuts.
I know. I love him so much. Just seeing his picture makes me want to cry, because I'm just so proud and in awe of what a beautiful human being he was and how much joy he's given to the world and what a fine example he's given to the world. Barack Obama was speaking in South Africa on his birthday, Mandela Day. And there's a Mandela Centenary exhibition that's open now at the South Bank Centre as well. So go and check that out. But I do look, there is a couple quotes from Mandela that I love, where he says, music is a great blessing. It has the power to elevate and liberate us. It sets people free to dream. It can unite us to sing with one voice. Such is the value of music. It ain't a joke, music. Music is real. Music can change lives. And then he also says, politics can be strengthened by music, but music has a potency that defies politics. Hell yeah. And then, but my favorite Nelson Mandela quote is, it always seems impossible until it's done. I love you. So much to get through on the show today. So happy birthday, Nelson Mandela. Congratulations, Mbappe and the crew. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to The Force, because he has a very important party to tell us about that he's doing in a couple days' time. Coming up.
about me? Why am I not in your mind when you're writing rhymes? Even though you've never met me and you never will. If you ain't specifically making shit for me, what do you expect? Something like respect? I want hardcore, not this over shit. Why you making music for the love of it? Have a happy life, man. You just lost a naggy wife, man. Now you don't claim, rock a gold chain. What am I, you forgotten old flame? I preferred you in your old wardrobe. I don't listen to you no more, though. Ever since you started learning more, though. Rocking different beats and wearing more love. I just wanna see you in a lessy clothes. Smoking weed and beheading hoes. All you do is rap about Zans. Even though you've never rapped about Zans. Why you doing this? Think about me. Why am I not in your mind when you're writing rhymes?
Why?
Even though you've never met me and you never will. What the fuck does he think he's doing? This ain't the reason why we listen to him. I don't want experimental instrumentals.
No, what's the dull and weird flow? I don't wanna hear though.
Please, jeez, I'm begging you on me knees. Don't do what you wanna do. Stupid, do what I want you to. In a way, I guess I think I own you. I've been following your shit since 02. It's deceiving rap, where's premiere rap? I just want that old school classic feeling back. Give me beef or not, no, whatever this is. I don't understand it, so I guess I'll diss it.
Why you doing this? Think about me. Why am I not in your mind when you're writing rhymes? Even though you've never met me and you never will.
Little something a bit different there. That's Lee Scott. And yeah, the track is called Why Don't You Make Songs Specifically For Me, WTF. And it's produced by Lee Scott himself as well. Check out his latest release on Blah Records too. And that's from the production team Nobody's Home, which is made up of Lee Scott, Sniff, and multi-instrumentalist Jack Chard. And they've got this really cool like 10-minute film music video project thing as well that goes along with that. Welcome to the show, party people. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy.
And on the line now, we're joined by our first guest of the show, The Force. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, bruv?
How you doing? What's up, FUBU? What's up, FUBU listeners?
FUBU,
you know.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Wait. Let's do that one again. Let's start from the top again.
Hi, The Force. Can you hear me?
I can hear me.
I'm just about hearing you.
Yeah, you're chopping up a bit. Whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm actually sitting in my car because I've got so much stuff to do for this Sunday. It's like I'm running around like a headless chicken.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for giving me some time to come in and talking to you guys. I really appreciate it.
Well, what's going on this Sunday?
So, we've got the legend, DJ Jazzy J, and Diamond D, and Lord Finesse. So, basically, the team come in to DJ in Hackney on Sunday at this event called the Gainsborough Uproar.
Yeah.
Wherever you are...
We didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, wherever you are, there's like... You know when it's like either you're moving the phone a bit or something like that, but... You cut out a little bit, so it's not.
Okay, let's try it again. Am I clear now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So on Sunday, which is the 29th of July, we have DJ Jazzy J, Diamond D, and Lord Finesse coming over to DJ in Hackney, the old baths in Hackney, for a thing called Gainsborough Uproar. So the master teacher with the masters who learn from him all coming. It's the first time that they've ever done this anywhere in the world. So it's going to be live.
Crazy. And what, it's like an all ages thing?
Yeah, so kids go free for the whole day. It's a family event, so it starts at 2 p.m. and it goes on until 11 o'clock at night. And we've got exhibitions from the very talented Artful Fro, exhibitions from the very talented Normski Photography, spanning over 30 years. Showing some of his artwork. We also have graffiti workshops there with a very talented artist called Blingwear Boy. And we're going to have a dance competition, dance workshops and competition for all ages. So if you come, you can get involved, you can win prizes. There's going to be £100 cash on the day to win as well. So it's going to be a very, very full on event for everybody to come to, family friendly. It's going to be really dope. We're really excited about this one.
Hold on, the prize money, that's just for dancers, did you say?
Yeah, so the prize money is just for the dancers. So the dancers, there'll be a one versus one style battle for anybody to get involved with, and the winner of that will win £100 on the day plus goodies.
Damn, I better practice my two-step.
You know you got the skills to pay the bill, Sarah. We don't want you coming. We don't want you coming in and wiping the floor with everyone. So please be easy.
No, look, that's why I became a DJ.
So that's what's up. Like, I know you've got the moves.
No, I've got the moves on the turntables. But yeah, I leave the dancing to everyone else.
We all know you're an all-rounder, and yourself as well, Mice. We know you're an all-rounder as well.
I can floss. That's about it, man.
That's what's up, sir.
That's what counts, isn't it? That's what counts, really.
Sarah doesn't know what flossing is. That's why she's like.
Oh, are you popping shots at me?
Hey, out floss. Hold on a minute. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to stand to the side this time because I don't want my B-boy skills to overpower everyone. So I'm just going to be standing at the wing side. You know?
So how did this come about, man? Because this is a crazy lineup.
Well, this will be the first of many that we're going to do. The venue that we have, the old baths, is like a... It used to be the swimming pool there. Mm. So it's got art exhibition rooms in there. It's got outside space. You know what I mean? We'll have food on the premises as well. And this will be the first of many. Although this one is mainly, you know, funk, soul and hip-hop based, and it's mainly DJing. So we got Jazzy, Diamond D, Lord Finesse, DJ Devastate, DJ Lucinda from the UK, myself, and a DJ called Jerome Hill, who will be DJing on the day. Mm. But in future, we will be bringing other artists over for the same kind of vibe. So it will always have the same thing. It will be a family event where kids can come free. For me, it's all about, you know, my father was a Rasta, right? So when I was growing up, I used to go to this thing called 12 Tribes, which we would go to maybe every month. Mm. And it would be a place where my dad was able to network with his friends. Mm. And I would be able to meet like-minded children and we'd be able to play. And it's the same kind of thing we're trying to do. So it's to inspire the kids. Mm. You know, to get involved in the graffiti workshops, dancing workshops, and meet like-minded kids and the parents to be able to come and have a chill day and enjoy some great music. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just feel at the moment there's something that needs to be done like that in worldwide, just to inspire the kids again, to make them think, you know what, I want to do this. We're going to have the DJs on quite early as well, so Jazzy, Diamond and Finesse won't be playing really late, so your kids will be able to watch them DJ as well, which I think is really important, you know?
Mm. And why is it called the Gainsborough Uproar?
Right, so we're having a big uproar because it's kind of like a festival within one unit. But the Gainsborough is the name of the old baths. So the baths is called the Gainsborough Baths.
Okay.
And therefore we tied it all in. So the Gainsborough Uproar is that amalgamation of the baths, of that venue, and us all having an uproar and coming together and it being peace, love and unity, which hip-hop and music has always been about, really. Good vibes, you know?
Mm. And give it, like, for anyone who hasn't heard of The Force before, like, imagine, like, I've just sat next to you on an airplane, I'm like, oh, so, tell me, The Force, what's that?
Okay, so, myself, I'm an artist, DJ, producer, been making music for over 30 years, been involved with quite a few different groups. And, you know, I make music. I'm just an artist, you know what I mean? An artist that is luckily been able to kind of maneuver myself within the UK and worldwide through music, which is hard to do sometimes, you know what I mean?
I know.
I give thanks for that. So, you know, I'm an artist. I make music. I'm also a producer. I produce for other people. I've also been on TV, so I was a presenter on MTV for many years with Emma Willis, who does Big Brother now. And I also did the Ali G show. So
just like yourself,
Sarah Maestro. Yeah? I'm a jack of all trades with many things that we can all do. You know
don't
what I mean?
Call him Maestro. He'll make me put
Maestro.
The phone.
Sorry, my Stiggy. Sorry, remember I'm old school. I know you get offended by that. You know what I mean?
Nah, it worries me about because people's memories. I'm like, right, is people's memory that bad nowadays?
No, but I think it's just to do with how the human memory works,
where it's
so deeply.
No doubt. I have a lot of your records where you're Maestro as well. I know you're my Stiggy as well, but that's the first name that comes into my head. So I do apologize.
No, it's all good. I don't actually get offended. I just like to remind people because I feel like they don't remember.
No doubt.
If I just leave it, it carries on, you know.
He likes to take advantage of the opportunity to wind people up.
I'm going to get tatted on my forehead just to hide the size of it, first of all. But then secondly, so
when
people
you do
can...
the an interesting hairline in the
I don't
chat
like the way
well.
You're laughing when I say that shit.
No, yeah, don't do that. I think that's going too far.
No, it's only joking. But so what else can we expect from this? Like, you know.
Okay, so we're going to have live graffiti on set as well. So there's a great graffiti artist from this country called Tizer. He's like a legend.
Yes, Tizer, man. He's a
yeah,
beast.
He's bringing down a lot of his cat. So we've got Shucks, we've got Core, we've got Kazer, Traffic, Relay. They're all going to be doing live on set throughout the day so the kids can come and watch them. And then, of course, the kids can get involved in the graffiti workshops where they'll be able to, I don't want to give away too much, but they'll be able to make a piece that they'll be able to take away with them as well from the day. So they'll have something to remember the day by as well.
Is there an age limit on that? Or can someone as old as me
there isn't an age limit, but ideally, you know, under 13
let
get
the kids
in for
have
free.
Their fun, Sarah.
Can get away with under 13.
Yeah, I mean, if you come with your parents, kids, if you're listening and your parents are listening, your parents will be able to get in for cheaper if you come with your parents, yeah? So you turn up with your parents, it's going to be a benefit for them on the door. I'm not saying too much right now, but get your parents to come because it's going to be well worth it. And it's going to be worth it for you to come as well because it's going to be super dope learning, you know, learning experience. It's going to be super dope for all ages.
What I really like about this as well is the fact that working, you know, working with children, it's definitely going to keep that culture alive. Like, there's going to be kids that are
definitely.
Like, wow, they fall in love with this like they do playing with plasticine.
It's like us. When we were younger, I felt that there was a lot more things to inspire us at that time for us to want to become DJs, want to become producers or get into or be artistic in any way.
Yeah.
And I feel like this thing is something that, you know, will hopefully inspire kids that when they go away, say, you know what, this is something that I'd like to learn about. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just get them inspired to want to have some passion for that again, because right now a lot of kids are about thinking about making money or you know what I mean, doing something that you know
shots.
And artistically I find that there's not a lot of kids now that think that they can be artistic and make money, but there is. If you get into it young enough and you study your craft and you build on that, the world is your oyster.
Exactly.
So that's what we're trying to do right now. Inspire the young, you know?
Repay you for the rest of your life as well. Well, I did
exactly.
see
that.
Sorry,
that's what it's all about. That's the main thing, you know. There's nothing better than inspiring the young and then seeing that, seeing their excitement, seeing them become something out of that or grab that and want to get turntables and start learning to DJ. And then they're on their journey, you know.
Don't force you're going to make me cry. You know, it's an eyelash in my eye, that's all.
And the thing is about it is also that discipline. You know, once they're like, I really want to master this, I really want to become good at this, that in itself is going to help them with other things in life because they've got that discipline.
Right, it's like they get to see it for themselves. It's not like somebody saying, oh, you should try this.
Mm.
They get to actually see it and say, oh, you know what, I'm really feeling that. That's what happened with me. Do you know what I mean? I saw young DJs, I saw your Pogos and Devastate and people, you know, DJ Supreme from the UK, and that made me want to be a producer. I don't find there's an easy access for kids to see a lot of that stuff right now, you know? So doing something like this where it's a hub where we're going to get artists like that to come and interact with kids, I think it's nothing but positive, you know?
Oh, definitely. And then, because that's also what really worries me at the moment. I see a lot of kids where they seem to be spending a lot of time with the online gaming.
Right, or on their phones.
Yeah, and on that too much time looking at a screen isolated in a room on your own and then getting like mad angry with people if they're intervening with your time looking at the screen. Like, it's concerning to me. And then you're at the same time, there's not social skills that are being developed. And then I saw there was a game, I'm not sure if it was like an online thing, but it was like a graphing kind of game or something, but then which I is nice, but then I thought, why not get the kids
get out of there
and
do it hands on. That's right,
get your hands dirty.
That's the thing. When we was younger, that's what it was all about. There wasn't no social media, there wasn't no phones. We had to go out and do stuff like that.
I mean, it doesn't feel like there's like an easy route to kind of getting kids of a certain age to feel any way about something like that, something that they're not used to seeing or not used to doing. So I'm wondering how, is it like a hard task to sort of get young children interested in graffiti in the first place?
Do you know what? I don't think it is. As soon as I see the passion in a lot of the kids' eyes, when they see it and they're there straight up and you just see that connecting with them, do you know what I mean? You know that when they go away, it's started to turn the clogs in their brains. So that then they go, when they're on their phone, they might be checking out other artists or checking out stuff. other stuff that they can do that will, it's kind of like a path, isn't it? It's like a opening path for them to go and then utilize their social media skills or network to do something that they want, you know, but it's about planting that seed in their head in the beginning.
And I think that is part of the beauty of hip hop, is you do see your DJs like Devastate or Supreme or Cash Money or Jam Master J or whatever, and or producers kind of thing. But with hip hop, whether you're a graffer, a dancer, DJ, MC, you then make it your own and put your own signature to it, kind of thing. And
that's
so
right.
I think that's also another really special thing about
it's very individual. That's right. So you just become what you want to be. From being inspired by something, you can just take it to a whole new level, you know, as a youngster, and inspire other youngsters. And it's just, we just all need to be inspired right now. And I feel the Gainsborough uproar is a really good beginning of a networking thing for young and old to come and do that in the arts, because it's not just hip hop, it's a celebration of art, dance and music, do you know what I mean? All an amalgamation, of everything together, you know?
And so lastly, before we wrap it up, how did the name come about, Gainsborough?
No, I asked him that. He said it was
that was the name of the old swimming bath.
Oh,
and we're having an uproar, so it's the Gainsborough uproar.
Yeah, it's okay. You can listen. But very quickly, because we're running out of time, why Lord Finesse and Diamond D are DITC? Because they're going to be DJing.
As I said, like, Jazzy J is their master teacher, so... You know, Brand Newbie and DITC, Showbiz AG, all these cats made their albums in Jazzy's house. They learned how to use equipment, MPCs, in Jazzy's house. They used Jazzy's records.
That's nuts.
This is the first time that the master teacher, Jazzy J, is on a set with the master that he teached.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the whole thing. And this is the first time. It's never been done in America. It's never been done anywhere in the world. So we're really excited to be able to bring the three of them to the UK to make this happen here, you know?
Honestly, we do listen to our guests on the show, Force. Like, trust me, we do. We are listening, honestly. No, but quickly, because you've been doing... I want to play people some new music of yours, because you've got this new release alongside G-Bag that I'm loving, with a dope video to go with it as well. But introduce it to the people.
Okay, so this is the Force and G-Bag. This is a song called B-A-G, which is all about G-Bag, who's a lyrical master, a master at this art called MCing. And this is a single from the Setting Standards album, which features some of the best MCs in the UK. This is the Force and G-Bag, B-A-G.
Lovely. And I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Look forward to it, Sarah. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for putting the work in to put this event together, because it sounds really lovely and I can feel your passion
and
heart.
The first of many, from your mouth to God's ears. That's what we like to say, you know?
Love you. Here's the brand new cut.
Thank you, guys.
Force and G-Bag, B-A-G, coming up next. We're speaking to Jazz Kahina in the studio.
Much love.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot my favorite man sitting over there.
That's his the truth.
What you doing nowadays? You spreading vicious sad rumors as I pull your skin back, just like packs of satsumas. Chat the most of that foolish. I'm on the black Judas, got the knack to do this. I know England like Massachusetts, mad maneuvers. I make moves with mass producers, hangers just like nooses at the crack or don't like roosters. Have you caught up in the scene? What do you mean? My dreams are the huges. I'm not a dude for stage to stage fame for the stooges. You stuck on your roach, monocular approach, sensational. I do what they could do, but nothing is close. I keep going like the wars of China. What you talk is minor. Spit the most ridiculous shit and sit in my recliner. For the greatness inside, you never had a clue. For the experience that came through, survivable. Equals radical. For the greatness inside, you never had a clue. For the experience that came through, survivable. Equals radical. I hear you loud and clear, absolutely. Smacking these rappers like an action movie. Make it look simple when it's a master duty. So pay attention, raise your hand, salute me. I roll like grams of sushi, holding it up like I had a Suzuki. So wheel it up and come again, my selector. Underground sound coming with the amber nectar. I'm patronizing just like you're having a lecture. Manipulate your mind and take you out on a stretcher. Full of air, I bleed you like radiators. Said you're dropping new shit, but yet you're taking ages. Only new shit you got is the one stuck in your anus. Biting MCs at 8-bit, space invaders. For the greatness inside, you never had a clue. For the experience that came through, survivable. Equals radical.
For the greatness inside, you never had a clue. For the experience that came through so valuable, equals radical. I've been doing this shit for yonks just to get a response. Repping the crunks in your face, it's like a regular punch. Stepping amongst these dudes, it's like a new renaissance. You better move, cause I do what I want. It be the G-bag to ease back with your fraudulent raps. I'm coming through with something new that you all couldn't catch. Now tell me, is there anyone that's got this formula match? I rip this track on under 4 minutes flat, you best believe that.
It's the high power original B-boy.
The G, the B, the A, the G.
There's a chitter chatter, the shitter shatter.
For real G, I'ma fulfill my dream.
Something put me off the scene fast, but good things last.
Just suggestions with G, me, I found my purpose.
Money cut the funky record, it's not so like that.
Run down, give me your crown.
Defying, chinky eyeing, ain't got on relying.
For the greatness inside, you never had a clue. For the experience that came through, so valuable. Equals radical. For the greatness inside, you never had a clue. For the experience that came through so valuable. Equals radical.
Yes, yes, yes. That was the Force and G-Bag. I'm feeling that. Check out the brand new EP and definitely get down to the show happening this Sunday. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
And we'd like to welcome to the show our next guest, the lovely... It's not often when Mice gets outnumbered by ladies in the studio, is it?
Well, sometimes, you know, when the... angels come in,
yeah,
see?
No, that's true. Well, it's all women and mice. It's like five women and mice.
Yeah.
Lucky
I'm not
you.
A man of men or mice.
Yes. But welcome to the show, Jazz Kahina's with us.
I'm back. I'm always in the studio.
I know.
This is my third time.
You're working,
but
yeah.
You haven't interviewed me yet.
I know, that's what I was going to say, because the other times you came along with somebody else.
Yes.
The first time, and then the second time you were on the open mic too.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the first time where you're here as, you know, you have something to promote for us.
I do. Well, yeah. No, I do. I just finished recording my EP last night, so I'm super excited about it.
And what's the name of the EP?
It's called School Run.
It's called School Run. I like that.
Can so I just
you like it?
Being a Marjorie.
Exactly.
But can I just say, sorry, because your partner is your partner Nutty P.
Yes.
It's so cute. Right. Have you seen
it's
them being
out
on
now.
The hip-hop
it's
couple.
Public. It's been confirmed on radio.
Yeah, but
right. Sarah's putting
The only reason I say that is because I see you two tweeting each other where it's like, you make me sick how you're like so in love and stuff. I'm just like, these people out here, don't they know how tough it is for us,
we don't
the
care.
Rest of us?
We're in a bubble of musical romantic infatuation.
So no, now that you're openly speaking about how long you two have been together, where did you meet? And where did you put the question?
Watching it, where'd you go?
We've been
watching,
together since
Love Island. Like, that's how the dudes talk on Love Island.
Oh well, I wouldn't know. I don't indulge
mad
in such
estrogen.
Trash.
Yeah, I was joking, by the way, but yeah, go on.
Oh, I was all ready to go in. Well, really. But long story short, like, over a year, stalked him on Facebook, bagged
him.
Go on, girl, give me a high five
you
to that.
You stalked him.
I like to catch my prey.
And so when you stalked him, were you stalking him because you really liked his production? Or you
I've liked his production for many years, but I was single.
But you
and
liked
I was
his
like,
ass more.
He's kind of cute. Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. I just like to trace down men. I don't like being chirped. I like to...
I do, yeah.
I'm
enjoying how open she's being about stalking. So when you say you were stalking
him,
everyone
does.
Because this is how people know whether they're being stalked or not. How many of his posts did you like a day?
I'm quite good at stalking. I walk the line. Yeah.
Wow.
I've got a track about it on my EP.
Serious?
Not about that specifically, but I've got an obsession track on my EP.
It's loosely based. Was it loosely based?
Not really, no.
Okay.
Describe to us how this stalking online works that helps you fall in love.
There's a lot of innuendo. There's turning up at nights where I know he's DJ.
Oh, serious?
Oh, go on.
I did do that though.
Yeah.
Only once. I only
no, no, no,
once.
But can I say?
Once a week or once a month?
Just once. Just once.
No, but can That's I say, my brother did say to me that, like, all men appreciate if a woman was to start chasing them.
Well, I like men that don't chase women. And, you know, I like a shy guy like Diana King.
I don't want nobody loving everybody. Oh, no, it's mercy, mercy, mercy.
I don't even know what they're talking about right now. But
anyway.
Yeah, I kind of get the gist of it.
Sugar.
You know she made dough off of that tune.
That was a banger.
So then when was the moment where it's like, oh, right, this might be happening?
He asked me out on a date.
Is it?
Yeah. Because he's a gentleman.
What? Wait, online or in person?
Via text. So it wasn't in person.
But, it was,
but we had exchanged numbers.
It's mad
then.
How we kind of look at text as it's like it's more of a physical thing than a WhatsApp.
I know,
or
like,
a Facebook, but it's still a digital.
It was a WhatsApp.
It's funny because I quite rate a man who will pick up the phone and call.
Really?
Yeah, but Sarah's old school. Sarah ain't even got Instagram yet. She's not even on Instagram yet. So.
Can I help
WhatsApp?
You?
Yeah. All WhatsApp.
People begging
you
me to join WhatsApp.
What is this?
No, I'm here to check about in on your PPI. No, I think because it
That's
was
really
so
cool,
cute.
Man.
No, the reason why I knew that I wasn't outing you is because I've seen Nutty P publicly tweeting on his public account. And that's how I realised that
publicly,
you were
really.
I know, and but where you, he was like, "You're so amazing. You're amazing
oh, that
mother.
Was cute.
You're amazing MC. Yeah. You're such
he
a beautiful."
We don't
person.
Do that stuff that often. Aww. I think maybe that's the only time.
I did shed
it.
A little
when you
single
really mean
tear.
It.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you?
And I was like, I wish more people were like Jessica, you know, not me.
Sarah's a sucker for a good relationship.
We deserve it, both of us. We deserve each other.
We all deserve love.
So you guys are really getting on then?
Yeah.
That's really good to hear.
Yeah, great. Aww.
So has he produced the whole EP or?
No, not at all.
I knew that. I just wanted to. So people like,
he has produced one track now though.
What, off the EP?
Yeah, he's produced one track, yeah.
How many tracks on the EP?
Six.
Six.
So we've got Michael Parkinson, we've got Danny Wolf, we've got Beat Butcher, we've got Nutty P. Yeah.
And DJ so Lock?
And DJ Locke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my
and
DJ.
And someone who wanted to remain anonymous, which isn't very flattering, but...
Someone who wanted to remain anonymous.
Yeah,
a producer.
Who produced
yes.
on your album.
Yeah. Give us a clue. Let me try and guess who it is.
Wait,
go on,
wait.
Give me clues.
Oh, you won't know who it is. Oh.
So their credit says anonymous.
I haven't figured it out yet.
Or you just take the credit.
Yeah.
Is it? So you haven't... It's not like the CDs are not out yet? Or?
No, it's not out. It's not
When's
out,
it out,
but two singles from it are. So, 284, Danny Wolf was out with the video, and my latest single, Round Ear, DJ Lock, that's out.
Shout
so,
out
I, haven't,
big,
I haven't got a release
bro.
Date. Yes, shout out to DJ Lock. I love that beat. Had to have it. Mm. I haven't got a release date, but it's ready to go, but I want to do a little launch for it.
Mm. Because this is your debut as well. Your
it
debut,
is,
like,
after many years.
Release. Yeah, many years.
Yeah. And it's nice to be here because I have such a history with both of you.
Yeah,
it's kind of going full circle.
Like, people don't know, boy. Jazz used to be there early.
I was there.
At the Kung Fu nights. She'd hit the open mic as well.
Yeah, Mice Diggy passed me my first mics.
Sit there.
Sarah Love was the first DJ who I was in awe of, you know, playing the classics.
Baby,
See, Jazz got a good memory as well. She said Mice Diggy, even though it was actually Maestro who gave her the mic, but she knows
it was. It wasn't
Mice
Diggy who gave her the mic.
My explode. So...
Oh, how cute.
So it's
nuts,
good to
man.
Be here.
And it's really good to see.
A long time ago.
I remember winding up your boyfriend at the time, calling him Rory.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Sorry, Rooney.
Oh, I
was calling him Rooney. Sorry, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
No, it's fine. And he is a good DJ as well.
It's
he's
too
good.
Real on this show.
She's a drama queen, man.
It's just realness. When there's love, you can just speak openly.
Trying to bring Love Island.
Speaking of drama, what was all this beef with you and DJ Snips?
Beef?
People were talking about...
DJ Snips!
You know Snips, like, he's sometimes a resident on the show, like... You know what I mean?
See.
Now, but not in a way that you can't say what you want about it. But
it's minor, really. But he's just quite a brash person. Like
he
looks like he enjoys it. To be honest, I would guess maybe he doesn't. But
what,
he
enjoys
said
what exactly?
arguing and being blunt. But he said something about allow all this hooliganism. It's just a percentage of fans, and you're fueling already marginalized people. Already marginalized. You're adding to the narrative. And I said, in what way?
Talking about soccer, football.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, and I was this saying, is Sarah's subject.
I was saying that I don't think... Okay, so a football hooligan, a stereotype, is a white male.
Do you want a pen, Sarah?
Lower class white male.
I'm voice noting this.
But I said, I didn't see how...
A football hooligan is a lower class white male.
Stereotypically.
There's no black... Oh, stereotypically.
No, I'm saying the stereotypical social construction of what it is. But I don't think hooliganism... That is something that marginalises. I don't think that label is that marginalising. So I was asking for an example. But I think he thought, I was kind of just attacking him, but I was genuinely like, what do you mean? So I was thinking, you don't really see
You're
headlines.
Trying to understand.
Yeah, you don't see headlines saying football hooligans go back home to your own country and stuff. But like in the riots or whatever, you do. Like I can see how people are marginalised through other narratives, but not hooliganism. Because if anything, I think they get away with.
I feel
a lot
like hooliganism is quite covert. It's sort of like hiding behind this hidden mob identity kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But I think I kind of misunderstood what he was saying, I think. But because he'd assumed I was just coming at him like, oh no, you're trying to say this. And you know what it's like online.
Yeah,
so it wasn't really beef. It was
you get into beefs often online, Jazz? Because all
for
I
a
see
while.
Is like you and Nutty P messaging each other, like sending love hearts and things.
I've left the beef alone because it's boring.
Sarah wipes the tears off her phone.
It's boring.
She likes another message.
No, it's so lovely to see love.
It
you
is,
know, because
yeah.
when you're seeing so many people going at each other online or just spreading foolishness, like, look at this person get boxed in the face. It's like, why are you sharing that?
I can't stand it, yeah.
But look at this dog being abused. It's like,
I know.
Why
would I want
that?
To see that?
And but so to see, like,
when you
two
step
people,
back from it and you feel outside of it and you're like, why would I want to be part of this anyway?
But that's why
point?
I'm saying genuinely, to see two people who are openly, like, professing that they, you know, care about each other, the world needs more of that.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
The world needs more of that.
And also Snips and Sarah argued on air, so you
I'm
know,
sure
don't
they
feel
did
any way about
but
the
I see him I no, see him didn't. Arguing a lot and like, more than often I'll agree with him, but I just laugh because I just think he's rude. I'm just like,
yeah, the problem
so
with
didn't
arguing,
need to be that rude.
I think the problem with arguing a lot is that people don't realise it actually is quite unhealthy for you as well. It's good to like have a debate, have some, but I think online arguing is way different from face-to-face arguing. Online arguing ends up...
Exactly.
Is that being, a bit like online dating?
Well, it ends up being people, like, about, you know, whether it's 24 hours later or whatever, it ends up being people trying to confirm to each other what they meant by the tweet.
No,
from
but even worse
ago,
than that.
You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
It's just like,
there
whatever.
Are people dying because of online arguments. Like, literally, there are people who are going doing retaliatory murders because of some misunderstanding online.
I
yeah.
thought it was like death by Twitter fingers
Gosh.
Or something.
Yeah. Like, this is happening. People
Sarah
going.
Said, yeah.
No, but it might as well be death by Twitter because people are just seeing like tweets or posts exchanged or something and then they're taking it to someone's door and killing people.
That's the yeah.
That's happening
well,
right now.
Got my address. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever get that deep with people. You know. People
no, I'm not saying that that's like gonna be the case with hip hop in the UK. But
yeah, you can't read each other's tone.
Yeah, that's what
so
I was gonna
I gone
say.
To him, would you? All I would have had said like, oh, in real life mean, is, "What do you mean?" And he was obviously responding to something he'd seen, and I haven't seen it. And what he said, I thought something I'd said about it, and thought, it's, you know, is he talking about people like me who've complained about it? But
I think also the other dangerous thing with online communication is when you write a tweet or a post or whatever, you have no idea the mental mind, you know, the mind state that somebody is in when they happen to be reading that. You know, or what they're going through in that specific moment. So you might be writing something completely innocently, you know, but you don't know whether someone's on the verge of a breakdown or, you know, something horrific has happened to them kind of thing. And so there's a lot of room for wires to get crossed, isn't it?
Yeah.
But back to the music, Jazz Kahina.
Yes.
Yeah, because this, like we say, it has been a long time coming, like this, your debut official release. Like, when did you start emceeing?
I wrote my first lyrics probably when I was like 14, so this is like, I don't know, 97 or something, 98. But I didn't release anything till like 2011, I don't think.
Why was that?
I don't know. Just open micing it and like unmotivated, I don't know. And then I released something after I had my first child in 2008.
Aww.
And my husband at the time, I think he pushed for me to do it. So ratings to him, like he was like, oh, why don't you do it again or whatever, and I was like, okay, let's do it properly, music video, everything. Released a couple singles, had another child, fell off again. So I'm back for good.
Oh, good.
Then I don't think I was taking it seriously enough. Even then I was getting like quite a good reception from the stuff I was releasing, and I don't think I appreciated it enough. I don't think I used it as much as I could have. And maybe it's because someone else is pushing me instead of me pushing me.
Okay.
If you know what I mean.
But I guess also you were probably juggling quite a lot at that time, being married and having
Still juggling. Young children. I'm a Latin teacher. I'm doing a master's.
I'm thinking about studying Latin. Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
that's like Illuminati shit you are listening to right now.
Wow.
Yeah. She has just confirmed she's part of the Illuminati. She's like trying to say she wants to get involved. I even think I saw a little sneaky wave there. They did in front of me.
You didn't see our handshake earlier that we did. We did some secret handshake.
But so you teaching Latin, why, how did Latin die out and why is it dead? And then if it is dead,
I'm not doing this here.
Why do people why do people still teach Latin?
Basically,
Illuminati shit, you lot listen out now.
Yeah, take notes.
Basically, Latin is good because the way the language is structured is quite a kind of logical, it follows like logic and reason quite well. And because it's not spoken, the children we're teaching it to haven't, no one knows it. So it puts the children who are a bit of lower ability on a level playing field, and it actually is shown to improve their literacy at GCSE level. So it's in state schools, state primary.
That's brilliant.
So it's not like special school or anything.
Young, if you're trying to get like a young fresh mason involved, they better just not know the juggling.
But also it helps with learning all like basically Western and European languages.
Yeah,
kind of,
and there's
thing
so
that
many immigrant children who have come here themselves from other countries, and they're all like, oh, it's the same as my language, the same as my language. And they've learned to speak English in that school. And a lot of them, even though their English isn't great, their Latin is really good.
Wow.
So it's really nice to see that as well.
Yeah.
But my Latin, I mean, I'm not fluent in Latin or anything. I mean, one of the reasons I got the job is because of being a creative, and like we do raps with them and stuff, because it's a bit, it's a difficult thing to learn. So make it a bit fun by doing raps and songs and
It opens up so much, like in the world to you through other, you could communicate with people who you don't even share a common language, because you can actually just work out what certain words mean, because it follows the same route. And then in terms of like academia, professional life, like all so much of medical terminology and science terminology comes from Latin. So
like
it feeds into so many other subjects as well.
Yeah, it does, exactly. So there's loads of links to make there too in education. So.
How exciting.
Yeah, I only do that part time. But
gosh, how much time do you have? What, being a mum, teaching Latin?
You make time. Yeah.
Good.
And my master's is part time as well. So
but your master's is in what? In
It's called Ethnicity, Culture, Diaspora. It's a two-year part time one. So
incredible.
I'm a busy woman.
Yes. And so what's the plan then for the EP? So it's the School Run EP. Why did you run with that title?
I was brainstorming and I thought of it and I just thought, I like this because I just felt like it had a lot of meanings. Like the school run is often what I have to base my schedule around, for example. So if I got studio, if I got this or whatever it is, that will be the thing that I have to kind of keep in mind. I got to do it's also kind of like a, you know, like you say a school of thought or like a school of music, so it's like that school run or old school, new school. So school run, like I run things, like, so I don't know, I just thought it had a lot of different sounds and meanings to it, but obviously the main one is I'm a mum, I'm a single mum as well, so I like have quite a lot of responsibility of that day to day, and I don't know, it just feels like a bit of a focal point, the school run. It just happens every day, you got to do it. And I kind of built my life, I have to build my life around it. So I just liked it as a title.
I could see new sort of, this could be a whole new
genre.
Kind of genre, angle, you know what I mean? Performing at creches and that. All the Madres, you know all the Madres are going to be there. The thing is, it's
what
someone
about
that
the Padres?
Madres that are into hip hop, need someone to relate to.
Aww. Because I've got Lauryn Hill kinda mum hip hop content, definitely.
See it there.
Lauryn Hill kinda,
I don't know, man.
I've definitely got
I'm done with her as well, man. Yeah. Not quite on the same level as Slavery is a Choice, but I mean, like, she just has no respect for her fans. It's shameful. But what were you going to say when you were talking about other ladies who
I've got a song called Quitter, and it's about like a really hard point in my life, just after I like spit on my husband and I had depression, anxiety, and it's not like a really depressing song. Somehow it's upbeat, but it's like about like feeling like I failed and like being on the school run and feeling like I can't talk to it or don't want to talk to anyone, feeling like I'm in a bubble and stuff. So like, I think that song's quite original and relatable in that way. I feel like a couple are like that, and I think that's one of the pros of being like a female rapper, when there's not, I mean, there's a lot, but what we have a bit is the ability to create kind of quite original content. From a lot of male rappers, you hear the same thing over and over and over again, and I still like it, but it is a bit like repetitive. It's like, you know,
it sounds like it's definitely a really uplifting, positive theme in the EP.
Yeah, I guess it is mainly, but it's just very like, it doesn't follow a genre or like a, it's very varied. It's very varied.
Sound like, yeah, as in the musical style.
So Round
style,
Ear, which I don't think you played. I don't know if you're going to play it.
We are.
You are. Yeah. So that's a bit of a Lagerlauty like tune or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, Quitter is a really personal. Quitter is a really personal one. And then I've got my weird obsession tune. And 284 is like the Aggie double time. So like, oh, and so like three of the tunes are double time, like 140 kind of beats, and three of them are hip hop. Not on purpose, but
what the weird obsession felt tune that's about 90p.
Loosely based, loosely based.
Yeah,
he might say that.
He might have
based
some little feature on it in protected some way. It's just an idea. I just thought it was an original idea, and I haven't heard it before.
So what advice would you give to ladies who are trying to pick up guys, as you've been so successful? Because that's also what's cool, Jazz. Like, because a lot of people, I think, when they go through a major breakup. Yeah, but that's what Home Girls do. We've got to share the advice.
Oh, well.
You've got to share your experiences.
After my breakup, I had another relationship that was terrible, and it was so bad that I realised exactly what I wanted. So I guess it was useful in that way. So I wouldn't advise purposely going through a crap relationship to get to a good one. But follow your instincts.
Yeah, that's
believe
what I always
your
say.
Your instincts. Mm-hmm. That's my. And follow Slumflower on Twitter.
Yeah?
I don't need to say it. Slumflower can say it all for me.
Okay.
Slumflower.
I don't know if you know who
I
that
know
is.
I know nothing.
Oh, I feel like everyone knows who she is.
No, I don't. Is she your icon?
Not really. She's written a book, but she basically just cusses certain types of men all day and gives relationship advice. But it's very sound advice. Like, it resonates with me a lot. Like, I really relate to it. And it's a bit OTT, and some people don't like it, but I take it with a pinch of salt.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, but I think, we definitely need to be listening to the School Run EP and see what advice that Jazz is kicking on these tracks to take home with you.
Yeah, you need it. You
got to let us
life
know when it's coming out then.
I wanted to do a launch for that. I wanted to do a physical, like, little launch party just because it's been such a long time coming. So.
Shouts out to DJ Jaffa. He's bigging up Jazz Kahina in the studio. Of course, your man Nutty P's locked in. Michael Mish. ST.
Yes, babes.
Agent Abstract.
Yeah.
Droove. What's going on, Droove?
And and on the way, we're going to be getting into some open mic business. We have another guest coming up. Evil is going to be in the studio. And there's lots of parties to let you know about as well. But I want to play the people this track, which is Round Ear. It's from Jazz Kahina's EP.
I believe I've sent you the remix.
I just realised, I was literally about to say that because I thought we were playing the original's DJ Lock, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good to know. But yeah, so
the original's got the video. 90p remixed it for me. So just giving it, I want to give it a little push, but
you got to represent your
you
man.
Yeah, you can't purchase this one, but you can you purchase the.
Abby's laughing. No, but you see, I love this unity, like the just how you two are just united front, just like on the PR.
I know, but I'm conscious of, I don't want to be like always associated with, you know, like it's partly why. Yeah.
Yeah. My music seems to
be separate though as well.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want it to be like, you know.
Don't worry. It doesn't seem like that. We just created that for this interview. But are you going to be chilling for the open mic? Maybe we'll get you on the mic later in the show.
I'm not sure about that. I might have to go.
Okay.
I might have to go.
Okay. Is it the school?
I might have to go.
Yeah.
School's out.
Yeah.
But yes, I've blessed the open mic twice though. So if I don't make it to this one,
you
must
the open
forgive
mic
me.
Twice. Yes. So you know.
Third
you
time
need
I
to
might not be
back.
Lucky. I'm scared.
No way. No way. But yes. Yeah, so let's play this track from Jazz Kahina's EP. Thank you so much for coming through to the show. Let's give you a.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I'm definitely going to let you know about when School Runner's out.
Yes.
And, yes, yeah. I'll always be seeing you around.
Yeah, and send our love to 90p, yeah?
I will send it, indeed.
Yes, man.
Yeah. On the buttons.
Empty headed in my bed, my pen is feeling pressure. Assemble letters better when I'm on the little mezzo. I'm on the double decker, heckling the paint with steppers. Disrespect or double deck your best protection. Nicking. Why am I starting trouble? Maybe cause I hate myself. Or is it cause I hate the rich and wanna take their wealth? Be never bait, I'm stealth. Please just take the L. See the big boys battered by the Aggie girl. I got the bloody hump. I heard the news from Trump. He wants to block out all my family and grab my cunt. I'm from the land of sands. Ain't got a fucking tan. But still kinda yellow like my liver needs a hand. I love the yak, it's lovely with lime and ginger ale. I bet you're ginger pale and full of Tinder tales. I bet your dad's a dweeb. I bet your mum's a meme. I bet you bashed a world star before you go to sleep. Bet you feel more rejected than Billie Jean. I bet you indirect all your enemies. I bet you argue on the net about the silly scene. You ain't a Millie G, you just a silly scene.
So what you doing round here? What the fuck you doing round here?
What you doing round here?
So what you doing round here? What the fuck you doing round here?
What you doing round here?
Get off my SoundCloud. I don't know you and this ain't your style. They call me loudmouth. I'm just a proud lout. On the prowl for some loud and a large stout. Nah, I'd rather lager and a bitter nose. Yeah, I'm far from marga. I think that's a pro. Nah, I wasn't asking. Keep your opinion, bro. If you don't know, now you know. Moving on, nothing long, can we transcend? Got our own, so it's no borrow, no lend. We know them, but can't call them no friends. Cause they gas on the line, but they don't spend. We lost the whole ends, cause now it's colonized. Oh, I mean gentrified, but I'm desensitized. More time I roll my eyes, give thanks that I'm alive. They don't assimilate, but we acclimatized. Nah, it's not for me, it's not for you. They wanna move in on some FUBU. They say they love it here, and yet they change it up. The culture that they celebrate, they also deconstruct. So what you doing round here? What the fuck you doing round here? What you doing round here? What the fuck you doing round here?
Yeah, what you doing round here?
So what you doing round here? What the fuck you doing round here?
Yeah, what you doing round here?
So what you doing round here? What the fuck you doing round here?
Yeah, what you doing round here?
Jazz Kahina, we were just speaking to her. If you missed that, you need to rewind the show, listen again. That cut is from her new EP, School Run. And now we're joined by our next guest in the studio, Evil. What up?
Hi people, I'm Evil. It's good to be back, Football Radio. Thank
yes,
you
man.
You know we love a bit of Scotland in the house.
Thank you. I think am I the first Scottish rapper to be on here?
Ooh, I'm not sure about that.
I could be.
Possibly. Possibly. I but I don't know yet because we you know, we're kind of worldwide here, you know. We're international.
What? Well, where in Scotland are you from?
I originate from Edinburgh, but there's so many dope MCs in Scotland. Like the B&MCs, I recommend if you're going to get into Scottish hip hop, check out the B&MCs, check out Dental Records. Mate, there's so many. So many dope Scottish rappers.
Is it true that you robbed a lot of Scottish rappers?
There is a song. If you go onto YouTube, you type in Evil How to Rob Scotland. It's a remix of the 50 Cent version of the song. This is a lot of rappers, but I do the same thing, but with Scotland, because at the time I was getting paid for a lot of shows, and I was like, there was so many occasions like I couldn't actually go to the show, and like I was getting paid for this though, because I was busy rapping, recording, doing loads of crazy shit, mate. But we squashed everything, and
so what you're saying is, wait, I'm trying to understand it. Yeah, so you're saying that after you did that How to Rob Scotland, then you couldn't do these shows that you'd been paid to do?
No, I still do shows. I mean, I've been booked for a battle in London Hyde Park next month. I'm coming back down to a battle for Battle Rap Resume. They do a lot of interviews for all the battle rappers up and down the country in America.
So what was you saying just now, though? What was you saying about
How to Rob?
Yeah, the How to Rob. And then you said something about you were getting paid to shows, but then you couldn't turn up or something like that. Why?
There was one occasion. Yeah, there was one occasion.
Okay.
Oh, because of that?
Yeah, and this started like a whole chain reaction. Like, people were dissing me for doing it. So I was like, you know what? This How to Rob track is the best way to explain my situation. And it came out... It's a funny track. It's not a diss. It's...
Honest.
Team Evil.
What made
Team
you do Evil. It? What made you do it then? What was the point?
Because a lot of people were going online saying that, you know, I was... A whack rapper. No, messing people out of money, because I get paid to do battles, I get paid to do shows, I get paid to do events with... I've done quite a few events anyway, but there's just certain situations have arisen, but mate, it's all good now. Everything's squashed.
Yeah, I knew there was something.
And you were down like, what?
I was like, why would you do this? Because this tune's like nearly 20 years old or whatever, How to Rob. And then, but then it was like, all right, why would you do it for and only do it for Scotland? Like, what made you... It felt like there was more to it than just
because
like, hey,
at the time,
this is
I
fun.
Was getting love from the English.
English.
The English crowd. But at the time, because of what had happened, the Scottish people were like kind of hating on me. And you know what? I got a lot of respect back from them for doing that track. So it was like, I can't explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no,
it needed
might
to be done. I got a lot of shit to get off my chest.
So it worked out for the best then after doing that.
Yeah.
What's your status on Scottish independence?
Politics is. I don't get into any of that. Like I didn't even vote. I didn't even. I don't get into the game of politics. It's too confusing for me. I'd rather just write some rhymes and
deal with the consequences later.
life is crazy, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're here to talk about rap, though. Let's be fair, innit?
But I wanted to be clear. The new EP is called Explicit Vile Ill Lyrics, not Isle Lyrics.
Did I send Isle?
Isle, yeah. No, I assume I changed
checker.
The
I need
spelling.
To get a spelling checker,
yeah,
I
assumed you meant Ill Lyrics.
But it's on my T-shirt. There's new merch coming soon. Explicit Vile Ill Lyrics. This is actually the cover. This is what's this. This cover right here.
Nice.
On my top. But yeah, it's
and that's the acronym for your name, Evil.
It is. Yeah, Explicit Vile Ill Lyrics does what it says on the tin. The album's got a lot of sick production from artists from like Europe. There's a boy Nizuk. He produces for like Ill Bill, people like that. And sick. The beat is sick. The bars are sick. I've got production from Physics from the BNMCs, the crew I shouted out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a feature from Tenchu, the assassin, Jump Off Champ as well.
Wow, you and Tenchu on one track, that's nuts.
Yeah, like, mate, I read Tenchu.
Did you
like
freestyle it or?
No, I didn't freestyle my verse, no. He could have done his. He's on another level. Yeah. Like, big up Tenchu, man. But yeah, we've got a track produced by Physics, and we're getting some cuts as well by DJ Versatile, so that's going to be sick when that drops.
So when's this coming out? When's the EP dropping?
The EP's dropping in 2 months' time, but before that, I'm going to have a mixtape dropping as well. But after the EP, I've got an album dropping as well. So, like, throughout the rest of the year and next year as well, everyone, if you go onto YouTube, type in Evil Official TV, you'll find me on there. You're just going to get hit with so much content that it'll blow your mind. Mm. So just check out the bars. Check out all the videos that are going to be dropping soon.
Heavy.
Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. You know, I do shows down south quite a lot. I do features as well. So if any rappers want to get on a track together, just hit me up. We can work something out, you know.
Mm. So do you, have you, this is your first like project that, you know, your solo...
This is the first project I've ever done personally solo. Yeah. So like I'm looking to just drop some next level crazy shit, you know. You're going to hear some of it soon anyway, but just look out for it in the next 2 months. Going to be videos dropping, going to drop the full release, and you're going to be like, no, turn that off. I don't want to hear it.
I can't take it. It's the worst.
Nah, you'll love it. The kids will love it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, the kids will love it. but not for the parents.
Explicit vile lyrics. It's the parental advisory symbol, so just do advise your parents before you do buy a copy of this.
But here all set says you came second in the BET freestyle and you were the only rapper to come off the top. You won the jump off battle rap tournament after vomiting twice on stage. Why were you vomiting? True.
Okay, right, so last year 2017, Harry from Jump Off was putting together the Jump Off event, which is famous for people like Pro Green, Life MC, like so many dope rappers fucking. And he brought it back after like 3 years. I think he stopped doing it and then he brought it back. On the night, the reason that I vomited, okay, the reason that I vomited twice was because I was drinking a lot of alcohol. You know how us Scotland people do, man. We can drink y'all under the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we can
drink y'all under the- and puke up under it.
And puke up. very drug-induced is all I'm going to say. But if you go onto YouTube, type in Evil Vomits, you'll see the footage of me puking up on Jump Off. Nice. And the BET as well, yeah. Like Freestyle Friday, I used to watch that back in the day, and it was crazy good. It's like, you had battlers like Jin, so many fucking battlers, but I was the only person there who freestyled on the day because I thought that's what it was. Mm. Everyone else had verses written and was like, and I was like, okay, I don't have any actual material prepped. I've got stuff that I can spit, but I'd rather not. I'd rather just go into this freestyle and do it like how they used to do it back in the day. And I ended up coming second out of 30 other rappers as well. Mm. You know, Genesis Elijah was there, a lot of the Don't Flop rappers as well.
Who came first?
Ocean Wainos. I hope I'm saying the name right. He's a very punchline orientated, like he'll construct a verse and it's like every punchline is related to the first line. Everything's interconnected. Mm. Very, very stylistic verse wise. He's very good. Mm. So yeah, I think he deserved to take it, but I just... glad they took me and I came second. That's crazy.
That's
yeah.
heavy, man. Well done for that, bro.
But mate, I've been battling for Charlie Sloth as well. I battled in Glasgow for him when he was on the Plug Tour. Also done we've done the celebrity roast of Les Battersby from Coronation Street, Bruce Jones, this actor. And like, it was the craziest thing ever. Me and O'Shea, another Don't Flop rapper, got to do a roast of him. Charlie Sloth got roasted as well by Tony D and Locksmith. It was like Respect BA's done one as well with Press One.
I
where
gotta
done,
see that one, man.
You can see the Respect BA versus Joe Pasquale, the comedian. They do the roast of him as well. Like, Charlie's got a lot of stuff coming, so look out for that stuff.
That's
as well.
Funny, man.
Yeah.
So battling is something that you... And freestyling is something that you're passionate about.
It's what I was raised on, basically. I used to enter a lot of the freestyle competitions in Scotland when I was like 17, 18. The first one I entered, I ended up winning. It was like they got the audience to write words down on a chalkboard, but like a whiteboard with a marker. And we didn't get to see the words until they played the beat and then they spun the board around. And we had to use these words to battle each other. And like, I'm sure someone said, someone wrote down orange. And I was like, nothing rhymes with orange. But I was
that's
like,
the first word everyone will throw at them. In
it, I was like, I'm Scottish, I'll talk pish. They said orange, what rhymes with that? Your ma's minge. Your ma is your mum, minge is, we'll discuss
the
that
punani.
Later.
Hey chico, you know you want some time in Mexico, you put inside the taco, you had the meat, you put the cheese, it look like punani.
CC. But yeah, man, done a lot of the freestyle battles. I've won Live and Spitting as well. If you type in Evil Live and Spitting, you'll see me winning that competition. I've done a lot of Don't Flop battles as well, KOTR, King of the Ronalds, all that kind of stuff. So, mate, I'm all over the web, man. You can find me everywhere.
Do you think freestyling is something that an MC either has or not, or it's something that, you know, you can nurture?
It's something you definitely can nurture. I think you need to practice at it. Like, if you've got friends that are into the same art form that you are or anything like that, just, like, practice with them, because that's how I used to do it. I used to freestyle and go two lines each, but we try and bounce off each other's words
like
and
make it make sense at least or,
and make it make sense and like but take the mickey out of each other at the same time, you know what I'm saying? It was just good fun. And then but then after that it does become second nature. So yeah, freestyling, you can nurture it, but it always depends on the moment if you're on it or if you're not. Just tap into the energy, it's all there, you are that. You know what I'm saying?
Can I also just say props to your dedication to the hip hop lifestyle by wearing a bandana, full black hoodie. The hood cap. Is up.
Yeah, he's got bandana, on a bandana, a cap,
tracksuit bottoms,
and a hood, and it's all black as well.
I've also got the Rick and Morty Pickle Rick hat. You got to check that out. If you watch Rick and Morty on Adult Swim, I've got a Pickle Rick hat. It's awesome.
You trying to say that? You're trying to be funny over here, Morty.
Oh, but geez, it is like 31 degrees. I am like, what are you talking about? But back to the Scottish referendum. No.
Yeah.
But no, I just mean it's 31 degrees today, but you're still dedicated to holding down the culture by wearing the uniform.
Man's not hot, man. Man's not hot in Scotland. You know what I'm saying?
But we want to hear how hot you are on the mic right now, because you're going to perform a cut for us. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do this.
What are you performing for us?
I'm just going to drop... I got the choice of either performing a track or performing the bars. I was going to drop a track from the new EP, but I was like, you know what? I'll go live. This is how we do this. Let's drop some bars for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yay!
This is an old school jam, man. This is an old school jam. Shout out everybody listening, tuned in to Fubar Radio Station. I'm Evil, Explicit File, Ill Lyrics, aka Lil Evil. You know my name.
Lil Evil.
Yeah. Gonna set it off like this, yo. Check it out, yo. Yo. Yo, you part-timers aren't rhymers. You're softer than garm fibers. We hard like backyard fighters with knuckles wrapped in a barbed wire. Ain't training a weightlift, raising the foo bar higher. Names displayed on the card flyer. Don't label me like A&R signers. You'll get spun and rolled like car tires. Forget the funny business like Carl Reiner with Alzheimer's. We are tighter than arthritis. You couldn't make the cut with sharp knives or cigar slices. Sharp biters, teeth are removed with large pliers. Like plated engravings, mark my words. A smart mind is far brighter than arsonists to spark lighters to start fires. Bombard ciphers with an impact on y'all like a kick in the balls of star strikers. I'll bring you down in the worst way, bitch. Like the World Trade if a third plane hits. More presents and rap than birthday gifts. Lace HIV in your first aid kits. Whoever's crew's better, a survey clicks. You sweet as a dessert tray dish. You nerds basic, your verse ain't shit. My word play sick cause I flip the script like turn pages and your girl rates this, her skirt raises while the broad's wiping off a sperm stained lips. I burn 8 spliffs, my herb stays lit. I'll proceed to rise the feature price to earn pay slips. Digging up your dirt grave, kids, make your world shake just like when the earth plate shift with the drive of a Kawasaki, Maserati, and Bugatti, fast Ferrari at the Grand Prix. Blow up like the Talibani kamikazes, cross the bomb that got dropped on Nagasaki. Fans will stampede in a massive scrap heap, flashing at me like paparazzi. Glass of brandy, plastic baggies with ganja plant leaves as big as Miami palm trees. Kick it like a Yamayagi, teaching class karate. Start coming with hard punches, Muhammad Ali. It's a cash advance fee for a chance to clash me on the battle rap scene. I'm on the track like athletes. The grand finale, fact is that we can go bar to bar like El Mariachi. Don't pretend we friends and happy family. You feel a more shit than Pampers nappies. I'll be back for the dead after effect when my balls drop, cause granite to dent and put cracks in cement. Inhale chemtrails when gasping for breath. I breathe out greenhouse gases instead. Stand on the edge of insanity's ledge. Laughter's a leapt into fathomless depths where reality bends as my chakras connect. I'll channel energy to travel dimensions and astral project, casting a hex on your family and friends. Rappers at step snapping your legs like mafia vets with gambling debts. Angry and vexed, national threat. Me and your girl having passionate sex. Back scratch like the decks. Producing music samples except. Speak bars to the beat of the heart. Extract from your chest. So that when it ends, fans at events banging their heads till they need massages to get cramped in the necks. Protective of your head is severed like pest dispensers. All that's left is your dental records. I'll make sure that Kendall Jenner is sexually pleasured. Get a wetter than torrential weather without any effort. Pointing out every one of your fundamental errors. Kinda like spelling checkers. Weed smelling fresher than lemon
name's Peppard. Now my life's dry like the Serengeti Desert. F you, Jerry Heller. Exec investors taking money like potential lenders, sending debt collectors. Representatives of the never-ending era. If hip-hop's dead forever, we as resurrector, putting you under heavy pressure like buried treasure. You don't wanna fuck with us like we're sex offenders. They said that it's multis while scheming, structuring pieces, not materials, not to release 100 releases. Plus an EP with a double CD, this dubbing a remix, studied your teachings, publish a thesis. Done it this evening, cause I'm a genius, summoning demons at the second coming of Jesus. You won't fucking believe this, your bitch would have sucked on my penis, but my dick's so big that it just got stuck in her cleavage. You should have just been a fetus. You blood sucking leeches, try coming between us, looking at me, wondering what do they feed them. I'm coming MCs, cause I got so much hunger, I eat them. Once you've been beaten, you're done and defeated. What's left stumped in my thesis? Stuff that you're speaking doesn't have reason, something's a meaning, cause what is appealing about the drugs that you're dealing? Money or even guns, you can see them. Would your mother believe it? Well, I want something real for those stuck in the deep end, for those who have trouble with sleeping up in the evening, who wanna get buzzing and steaming and drunk on the weekend.
Yo. Ah! You went in, boy.
Fucking hell. I went a little bit over the beat. I'm sorry, I didn't. I was just going with it, innit?
That 4 minutes 27 flew by. Evil.
4:20, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for being here. You chilling for a bit. What were you going to say, Myze?
When's the EP coming out?
Right, EP's coming out 2 months' time, but I've got 2 videos dropping within this month and next month before the album, the EP drops, and then after that, we've got the album. But before any of that drops, I've also got a little sneak peek mixtape dropping on y'all very, very soon.
Look forward to that, man.
Bar Radio.
You're gonna send us all that good stuff as it comes out too.
Will do. I'll keep y'all promoted. You look up me on YouTube, Evil Official TV, Twitter, it's Evil Official, Facebook, just type in Evil, man. You'll find me. Don't worry.
Thank you so much for coming through today. It's lovely to have you here.
You gotta let me jump on the open mic as well.
I was gonna say, hungry. Are you chilling for the open
right,
mic?
Chilling for the We might as well just go straight into this.
MCs are coming through to the studio. At? You're locked into FUBAR Radio. Let's set this up. Radio presents.
First time guest co-hosting, but here for the second time as a guest, it's only Mr. Rhys West.
Yo. Thank you.
But nonetheless, I think it's going to be an amazing game tonight.
Our youthful legs might do it still.
Youthful legs. No, this is definitely a factor in the England team.
That's a lot of names. Who does youthful legs play for?
Youthful legs plays for England.
Who is he?
His first name's Youthful.
Youthful Legs.
Yeah, Youthful Legs.
Youthful Legs, yeah.
I thought he used a name like Youthful.
Youthful Legs. No, Youthful.
Youthful. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's not the most unlikely name. It's Youthful
a
term, Legs.
But I can't believe you didn't think that it would be the two words, Youthful Legs.
A lot of other words I didn't understand there of names. And I just thought that could be the similar Youthful Legs. It sounds like it could be a name, no?
Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Did everyone get that, yeah?
We're going straight into this. This is FUBAR Radio. It's the open mic time, and we just heard from Evil now, but we are also joined in the studio by Dantian Collective.
That's it.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's it. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we good.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Good. We're happy to have you here. Are you guys ready to... Everyone's hearing themselves and everything?
Who we got? What's your lot's names, quickly?
I'm Mr. E.
Mr. E's on his phone.
No, AKA look, the man with no style. Up.
That's it.
Trying to do it without looking. AM, what's going on?
Move the mic to you.
Yeah. Don't be afraid, man.
Yeah.
All right. What's your name, bruv?
Yeah, I'm KG Chi, man.
KG Chi.
Hi, people.
And of
course,
we got Evil. So you lot, don't be afraid. You can move the mic to your... You know what I mean? Don't be afraid of that. Is that posted? Yeah, we happy now?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into this. Who's on the beat?
This week we've got Zygo on the beat. It's a banger. Who's going first?
Evil, bring the mic up. Pull the mic up to you, bruv.
Yo.
This is like an ostrich there.
Hi, people. I'm Evil. Yo. You laughing stocks, sweeter than candy floss. Platinum watch, the price a mansion costs. We don't care about your swagger dosh. Cash a guap, flashing wads, making it rain cats and dogs. Fuck what you chatterbox, rappers talk. One more battle than you've lost, that's a lot. I don't need to ask for props, that's because the daps I got came straight from the hands of God. Woo. Step or have you stomp, flat and squash. Resent but then pack it soft past the sauce. Bring the beef, receive the cattle prods. Cause them seas that sleep on me are sent to the land of Nod. My entire back catalogue is making my favourite rappers look whack. That's a paradox. While you're listening to Travis Scott, Asher Roth, I'm voting for Eric B in the ballot box. Drinking a glass of scotch, brandy shots, higher than the astronauts that NASA launched. Smoking homegrown organic crops, meditate with a mental state of Alan Watts. So no matter what, I'm feeling lucky like Dirty Harry Callahan with a Magnum cocked. I'm at the travel lodge, getting my salad tossed off nasty broads, while they're Baywatch like Hasselhoff. Flies a sparrowhawk, toxic like poison arrow frogs in the Amazon. And when songs that are on my album drop, tracks will cause aftershocks of an atom bomb.
And I'm flying it like it's nothing. Bread is looking at Mr. like they're on scuffing. They ain't on nothing. I have them huffing and puffing just like the big bad wolf trying to go for the three little pigs. Better know my bread is a big. We move through tracks just like the snake. If you keep talking shit, we'll split your wig. No problem, break it down like a brick. I'm a goblin throwing a pumpkin. A Spider-Man, I'm a rider, man. You better start hiding when I start riding, fam. Ain't no joke, I got goons that are gliding, man. Jumping out of B&W, ready to trouble you. Pop you like a bubble gun. Brothers are thinking that they're ready to take Mister for some dum-dum. You get lit like dum-dums. Ain't no joke, my bread is straight from the skunk. Come straight from the yoke. Ain't no way that they can try to provoke me. I'm not great, so there's no way you can smoke me. Big arms and big hands, no way you can choke me. Brothers think they're gonna kill me, it's a joke, B. I'm still living, rhymes I'm still giving. I spit rhymes without thinking, you're like the Titanic, that's sinking. Get shot in your head like Abraham Lincoln. Forever thinking that you're coming extinct.
I bring heat like Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Smash your face like Joe Pesci in the end of Casino. He knows, she knows, you know, we know. I make up shit more madder than Fritz from Quentin Tarantino. Son, it's too late. Rhymes already start to penetrate defenses when I demonstrate G power that I generate. Hit harder than heavyweight, sending souls straight to Heaven's Gate. Rapping attacks on tracks, leave no time to retaliate. No need for drama, for contacts, I don't need no armor. East and West niggas skilled with special strikes, llama. Caught in sticky situations, switch styles to leopard. Regulate, separate the sheep from the shepherd. Rhymes flow from negative to positive like yin and yang powers. Lyrically define lines for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours until they start to flow freely like April showers.
Ooh, are you buying? That's FUBU. Oh, music maestro like Mike Stiggy used to. Love like Sarah Cameron. Ben and the kids, no room for chairs. Stand up for hip hop in the place. You know how it is with the bass and the voice. Keep it coming full, you know it's like voice AM. Here in the set of a dynamite. First fast the cues, then pass me the light. Keep it on with insight, you know how it is. Coming back, you know this is serious biz. You know what, I've been doing this ever since the noon. This has not been new, we're coming through. Yeah, if looks can kill, I could knock you to the floor. I bet you won't look like me when you reach 44. I hit hardcore, the most hip-hop should. Walkies from cookies, hardcore from mud. Yeah, mess it up a bit, but still came back. Yeah, you know how it is, what with the freestyle rap. This is Dan Chin indefinitely, doing this for some. But Juilliard of out in Romania, you see. The way we do this, and kicking, kicking it. Hardcore, yeah, you know, like back in the days when you had to have a biscuit and left enough crumbs. Yeah, you know, we're standing here, we're basically not dumb. Doing this for the end of time. You know how it is that we keep on walking for the best of rhymes. Four up here, they can converse, or maybe one or two. Yeah, you know how it is that we keep on coming through. Woo!
Yo, you got Evil saying, oh, now he's gonna freestyle. That's your fault.
I go it swinging on a jungle vine, having magic mushrooms fried in fungus side. So disgusted I make an onion cry. Piece of cake for me to take your humble pie. But my eyes ain't as big as my stomach size. Should be handcuffed outside on a hunger strike. Even MC's tongues get tied. They soft enough for me to leave them cut and slice of butter nice. Justified, so run and hide. We crackheads with rusty pipes on construction sites, fucking up the vibes. Wait for support acts to perform tracks, then I'll plug the mics like what's up with grime. These days everybody's spitting double time like Busta Rhymes. The club is shine, cash me in the club all night. Ordering another pint in a drunken fight. I mix rum inside cups of wine. Jug got spiked with the blood of Christ. I'm sniffing up my drug supply. On a bumpy ride, you'll feel the full effect on the other side when butterfly flutters by.
Don't know. He's telling me like four bars. I wonder why. Go.
Okay. I used to be out on the road. Used to do madness and badness and cruel with people that were down for the sadness. I changed my life after I nearly lost it. See my head, a fed man nearly shot it. Too many men out there all plotting. Like, oh my days, we thought we actually got him. Then they see me on YouTube or in a show. Or they see me in their house with their dirty hoe. That's the way it is and that's just the way it goes. I move quick like Barry Allen, I'm never slow. They don't even know. I've been freestyling the whole time that I've been rhyming. Didn't even bother I keep that for later. When you buy the track, it's even greater. And then you'll be like, oh my god, this bread is hotter than the equator. His brain is so filled with data, the penetrator. I'm like a needle, I'm here with evil. Dan Shen Collective, best respected. My team is connected all over the international. When it comes to battles, I'm irrational. I used to battle in the HMP, used to battle on the road with the mans with beef and the white and also the green. Got brothers that are dirty and murky. Start calling on the scene, brothers know how I ride. You see me in Handsworth, Stone from the Rose, Temples and Moss Side, even Brixton, even Tottenham, Hackney. There's no way where they can smack me. I go in any stage show in any area. When I finish spitting, it's like a cause hysteria. Spilling out my flow for both and like malaria. They're like, yo, Mr. E is a soldier. I got people yamming on your skin like vulture. I'm talking on the mic, I told ya. There's no joke, I'm a bold one. Brothers like, oh, Mr. E needs a cold one. He's too hot. Volcano erupting. Spitting out flows on Deadly Productions. I'm an eruption. Got chicks giving me suction. I can be there with no need for interruption.
It's Mr. E and KGG, DTN, you know how we flow free, free, just like I'm in water. Oh, I told you, sons and your daughters need to learn these lessons. You know what, I'm not stressing, I'm never ever regressing, it's all about progression. Ooh. Yeah, we're in the full bar radio with my Stiggy and Sarah Love. Word up to the God above, it's power. On the microphone, I'm just like a fucking shower. Every single hour, one, two, three, you know it's me. I'm the MC that I be dropping rhymes just like from the mind. Above, I hit the microphone. You know what? I'm like a bone cracking, just like a chiropractor. You know what? I'm no actor. Yeah. MCs know me. I'm the K, the G to the CHI. You know what? That be I like Haile Selassie I, just like a Rasta. But in the herb, you know, I gotta get high with it, go fly with it. MCs, they're getting up in the sky with it. Lyrical, miracle, subliminal. KG, you know that I'm a rap criminal. Smooth, just like Michael Jackson. Satisfaction. It's guaranteed, yo, it's third degree burns. Hit on the microphone, I turn left. MCs, you're ready for this deep breath. Keep breathing because I'm believing that you're deceiving. I go under, overground, you know the sound. MCs, KG here to bash it up down.
I'm loving this.
Hey, Caledonian like Bob Marley. Whoa, just like traffic lights. You done see the red, gold and green. I put together pros in a premiership team. Set the scene cinematically for the silver screen. Effortless, like what the divine suggests. Even though the devil's trying his best to manifest negative waves. If God works in mysterious ways, the evil is that which is placed in front of your face. You see air pollution, media and makeup. The rich inject snake venom under their skin to stop nature in a path. A vampire obsession, middle class aspirations to live on in essence. I seek a spiritual presence, vibrate your residence down to rubble. No lives lost, no evidence to gain. You don't need to feel pain, hence the real warness has a relevance once again. More now than ever, the age of Aquarius starts with me giving a damn for whoever. I didn't come up here just to be clever. Came to pit this, spit this, my endeavor. You know how it is, I flow through each and every single time. When I start to rock, go on forever. You know, rocking on and on to the END. It's just me, EDFF into the ECT. Accept by the great art before, had to say it again just to get a foot in the door. Now I came up here to kick a first, but not just one. Goodbye, so long, farewell, and I'm gone. Woo!
What a wonderful world we coexist in. No, it isn't. You only listen to your own opinions. You're too busy in the moments living, smoking, drinking. No one's quitting, it's so addicting. I'm overthinking about how we're grown up children. Not everything's gold that glistens. We're told the difference, so bury your noses in the coke you're sniffing, not knowing this is over in a moment's instance. I hope it isn't a coalition of socialism. Restrictions over most civilians. Know the shit, you won't admit it. No one's willing to go against them. Everybody's on a solo mission. Realize that we're inside the same boat that's sinking. Cause I've got motion sickness. It's both positions and the poles are switching. We'll be the cause of our own extinction while the globe is spinning, slowly drifting to the solar system. So what are we even doing? What Jesus wouldn't? All I see is humans being stupid. We attack the sweetest fruit, squeeze these juices, sow the seeds and roots while they feed us food that's disease inducing. Breathing fumes, leaving tumors, seas polluted, leaking sewage. Have you even looked to what we have? ruin? What's the reason to it? How can us people that been so foolish and completely clueless that evil rules us? I speak the music, teach the youth, be the students. Don't believe the truth, seek the proof. No theories proven. I know how it feels when you keep on losing. The greedy using me and you to lead the European Union. As if we're the movement, who needs to do this? Dreaming lucid, sleeping through the revolution. But in conclusion, it seems confusing seeing through all of these illusions. This is evolution.
And if I was a transformer, I'd be Megatron, blasting protons, neutrons, and electrons, nothing blunt. Gun on my right arm, blast away Starscream's palm, ringing Autobot alarms. Optimus Prime, please stay calm. Bang, gone, no long. Take away the matrix of wisdom. Got a big blade, made an incision. I'm with a different Decepticon division. Devastator, Menasaur, my whole team ready for war. Need I say anymore? I got combiners, your whole Autobot fleet is minor. Just a bunch of vaginas like Bumblebee. Thinking you can stumble against me and trouble me, it won't work. You'll get murked by Dirge. I got Ramjack to leave your eyes in a blur. I get it on, I'm a gannet like Unicron, yamming up your planet and it ain't nothing long. Man don't wanna know me, I move like Soundwave with Ratchet and my homies. They don't even know G. Man, I'm coming like Ravage, I'm the savage. Too much, eject the cassettes and they cause damage. Destroying the Autobot city, it's too deep and too gritty. Man, they're like, yo, didn't he just do a bar about Autobots? If you know, I used to like Transformers a lot. They're like, yo, damn, fam, this guy is sick, he's taking a piss. I'm like the drunk you're putting battle to Magnus after he got banged in the face by a Scorch. It's too much when it comes to lyrical war and so many different types of metaphors I like to explore.
KG, what you saying, bro?
Shout out to Soundwave.
I got the deep voice, yo, I don't sing. KG sipping on the Highland Spring. Come to Fubar Radio. You know what, we don't play, so yo, yo, here we go, let it off. I come through just like I'm from North, but I'm from West London. Yo, what's happening? I function. You know what, down in the dungeon. MC wanna come test me, I'm the lyrical seafood. Yo, I come see for you. I see through your crews and I break through your grooves. I cannot lose because I can't refuse. A challenge, you know what, I'm down for the damage. MC wanna come and test me, can't manage. I crush your head just like a melon. You know what, I make your IP start swelling. Yo what, it's KGG, I start yelling. I'm telling you to go and start belling your friend them, because you're in a problem, I rob them. But I don't need to do that, so you know what, KGG will sit back and kick back. You know what, I hit you with a 1-2-3 jab in your spot. It's the uppercut, so what the fuck, you wanna come and test? Well, I hit you with the hook. Look and listen, I'm on the mission. I'm wishing MCs won't start hair fishing, because you know what, my rhymes start dissing. Yo, I'm kinda cool, but I rule because I'm old school. I listen to Big Daddy Kane. You're insane in the membrane like Cypress Hill. I'm kinda ill. Yeah, you know how I do it here.
Oh. Hey, yeah, we'll finish it off for us. We say,
it was 9 years ago, I could still sell smoke. From the balcony, man, the jump was no joke. From my right, I heard screaming, what am I dreaming? The fire was raging directly beneath them. Saved 3 people, 2 women, 1 of them pregnant. Couldn't make their way through the conventional exit. Walked across rooftops and no medal for bravery. But I had to say that God loves me still here and now. Yeah, you know, coming through just like the powwow or the boom boom. You know, I rock each and every single time I run. Yeah, you know, these days I'm mostly making tunes in the studio with the DTN. I don't trust no one. Man, you ain't my friends, you're just my foes, your enemies. Keep on flowing each and every single time, you never even heard of me. But you know the tag when you see it, AM to the END, man, it's infinite. Grab a spray can and just rough it up. You know how it is, man, I come to rip it up. Hardcore, yeah, you know, since back in the day, it was 85, I wrote my first rhyme. Still, I'm here right now with an ill display. Coming full with the ill vibe right on time. You know it's full vibe, man, I'm having a hell of a time. Doing this live, you know how we're rocking it more. Each and every single time, man, here's the score. Now, who's on the mic? Our next on the mic. Yeah, you know, just keep it all hype.
Yeah, evil, finish it off. We say, bro.
Yeah, we got the Highlands. We got the Highland Spring. Best rapper rhyming things. I could win X Factor without trying to sing. And with the style I'd bring, you know that I'd make Simon think. Yeah, we're definitely signing him. I'm getting fame, fortune. I'll create clothing you'd wear more than Air Jordan. On the TV with Graham Norton. Only time I drop the mic's battling James Corden.
Tell him about Kanye West.
Kanye West. He's a drag queen dressed in a fanny's dress. I'll make his ass cheeks stretched. Yo, and I can't free fresh.
Tell that about Theresa said, May. Theresa May.
Theresa May. And I received some pay to be here today. And it's in my DNA. And I'm free and great. I'll leave my penis stains all over your freaking dame. After she's been impaled on a bed of nails. And I'm from Wester Hills. Everything you've said, it fails.
Tell him about my shiny forehead.
Shiny forehead. Yo, yo, it looks like your forehead has got four heads. I've got you more stressed. Yo, and I'm like a nuclear warhead. And I can't hear what y'all said. Okay, more words so I can spit a raw verse.
TV screen.
Yo, it's all. I was on the BBC. I was also on BET. Now I'm here at FUBAR recorded on PC screen. Yeah, when MCs see me, it's more anticipated than Rick and Morty season 3 release. Yeah, you can watch me. I've got DVD. Got more diseases than Eazy-E.
Single malt. Single malt.
Single malt. Whiskey, y'all. And I'm spitting tall. And this kid is tall. But you kid's so small. When you take a shit in stalls, you piss on balls. Y'all will fall flat.
Yo, let's end it there, man.
I should stop that.
Yo, that was hilarious. All right, man. That was a sick ass cypher right there. You lot brought it off the top. Shout out to Dentian Collective, yeah?
Dentian Collective. I said it wrong.
Tell them your individual names quickly. Go around.
Yeah, Mr. E, the man with no style.
AM.
Yeah, yeah, KGG.
And of course.
Hi, people. I'm Evil. Explicit vile ill lyrics. Look up Evil Official TV on YouTube. Hit me
and
up on the Twitter.
And we also had Zygo on the beat this week as well. Yeah, Thank you to The Force to who was on the show. Yep. Jazz Kahina as well.
Yo, big up Web Faye Dunno. Big up Sub 2. Yes,
thank you to you for tuning into the show every week. Me and Mice are back next Monday, 4 p.m. If you missed anything, listen back on the website foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. Up next on Foodbar, you got Michael Payne taking care of you guys. Thank you so much for being here. That was such a dope session. I'm giving you another round of applause. That's it, that one. Let's leave you with a taste of something from a guest from a couple weeks ago. This is Earth Evil.
Yeah, look, don't wanna see us live. Get money then dip. Old days in the bitch, still tryna get rich. Mud stains on the kicks, all from taking risks. Weekends getting pissed, that's the life that we live. Don't do it like that, don't do it like this. Don't do it like that, don't do it like this. Mud stains on the kicks.